Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
The arithmetic would not exactly be precise. However, this afternoon in Amarillo, Texas, the Rockhounds and the Sod Poodles wrapping up a six-game series. And it is pretty much, getting right down to it, a must-win for the Rockhounds. The Hounds come into this game down by three games to Amarillo in the Texas League South. They entered this series two games back and facing, again, a very good opponent. Amarillo has been, really, along with Wichita, clearly the two best teams in the Texas League's second half. So if you look at this series and think that you come in here and you split, then you depart exactly as you arrived, two games out, but there are just 12 games to go. Now, that's doable. Two games out, that's an entirely different world than the other possibility this afternoon, and that is that the Hounds, if they fall to Amarillo today, will be four games out with 12 games to go. Now, is that doable? Well, yes, of course, because if the arithmetic tells you it can be done, it can be done. But to put it really, I think, a really good bit of perspective, if the Hounds lose this game today, if Amarillo wins and takes a four-game lead, if the Rockhounds go 10-2 the rest of the way, Amarillo would only have to go 6-6. And that is, those are long odds, let's put it that way. So this is really a crunch-time game for the Rockhounds. The pitching matchup in this one is going to be a bullpen day for Amarillo, and they will start with a guy who has really been tough on the Rockhounds. Now it's a very small sample size, but Rafi Vizcaino has made three appearances against the Hounds, all in relief. He's gone just four innings, mind you, but he has not given up a run or a hit, two walks, four strikeouts. So Vizcaino has been tough on the Rockhounds. He will perhaps go two or three innings at the most, and again, it'll be a bullpen day for the Sod Poodles. But after a couple of lopsided wins, the 10-0 win, of course, a couple of nights ago, and not lopsided, but 6-4 last evening, and the bullpen is really fairly rested for the Sod Poodles. And tomorrow, of course, is an off day, so the bullpen should be fully available, and Vizcaino will get the start. For the Rockhounds, he is fascinating. Ryan Cusick will get the start. He has been tough to hit. He has had ups and downs, an injury or two. He's been sidelined a bit, little time on the development list. But he is a top 30 prospect in the A's organization. And Ryan can be very, very good. In fact, he has been outstanding against the Sod Poodles. He's 0-1, but with a 0.84 earned run average, 8 hits and 10 and 2-thirds, 6 walks, 10 strikeouts. So those are really kind of the across-the-board numbers for Ryan Cusick on the season. He's tough to hit. The Amarillo Sod Poodles hitting just .216 against him. With the bases on balls, a 1.46 whip in this season series, and Ryan will get the start tonight. It will be his 20th start of the season for the Hounds. Overall, 4-6 with a 4.91 earned run average, and we know that command has been the issue for Ryan. He is under a hit per inning. 80 and two-thirds innings, 74 base hits. So the opposition hitting .250 against him, .247 to be precise. The whip, 1.59 with the bases on balls. He's walked 54 and struck out 70. So the command has been the issue. But big, tall right-hander throws hard, and he gets the baseball today in what is a really critical game for the Hounds. Sod Poodles taking the diamond. And as they do, just a reminder, this will wrap up this series this afternoon with these two ball clubs. Amarillo leads the series 3-2. Rockhounds head for home next Tuesday. They will host the San Antonio Missions. That's an interesting ball club. First half champions. They struggled early in the second half, got a little infusion of talent, including the 17-year-old catcher Ethan Salas, 17 years old and playing at Double A. That has not happened since 2014. If that sounds like it's unusual, yeah, it is. And he was one of several prospects brought up from Advanced Single A by the San Diego Padres organization. So while the teams met just a couple of weeks ago in the Alamo City, San Antonio will really largely be a much different team than we saw very recently. That'll be a six-game set, and it is the final homestand of the 2023 season. It'll run Tuesday through 1 week from today. Matter of fact, 1 week from today, we'll be wrapping up the home season, which is really rather stunning when you get right down to it. So there's one more Thirsty Thursday on the way. There's a terrific night coming up on Friday. We'll have Cap Night, one of the good nights of the year. And next Saturday night, one more time around for post-game fireworks. So the Hounds will head for home after this ball game. Short trip home from here. And we'll hope to see you at Rocky Town beginning next Tuesday, Rock Hounds in the San Antonio Missions. Teams have taken the diamond. Let's take you downstairs now for the anthem. Our national anthem this afternoon from Amarillo. And by the way, just as the anthem began, just haven't had the weather link up, and we touched at 100 degrees. So, my goodness, you know, on Tuesday started this series, and I think the starting temperature on Tuesday evening was 85. Felt rather remarkable. Ever since then, of course, been creeping higher and higher, and will be at triple digits to the start of this one. Rafi Vizcaino will be the opener. Again, it's a bullpen day for the Sod Poodles, but that bullpen is certainly rested pretty much anyway and has almost every arm ready to go. Ryan Cusick gets the baseball for the Rockhounds, and this is an important ball game on Sunday afternoon. Rockhounds playoff hopes really kind of hanging in the balance here at the place they call Hodgetown. First pitch of the ball game is coming up right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And as Cooper Bowman will stand in, mentioned 100 degrees. Breeze has just picked up over the last 10, 15 minutes. And it is, boy, it's gone from 4 miles an hour to 14, blowing out toward left field. Oh, my. Cooper takes outside for ball one, and we are underway. Well, that's interesting. It has been really calm here, basically late morning and early afternoon, but the wind has really picked up just as this game begins. Pitch outside for ball two, 2-0. We really haven't seen a lot of wind in the series. This ballpark, again, is home run friendly to begin with, but my goodness, that wind is blowing out to left in this ballpark. Well, we'll see what will unfold. But a little scary on the mound right now, I think. Pitch to Cooper, called strike on the inside half, and it's 2-1 to the Hounds' second baseman, Rafi Vizcaino, right-hander. and the 2-1. Cooper taken all the way. Boy, I think he thought he'd ask for timeout. It was not granted, and the pitch is a strike, 2-2, and now he'll get his time. We kind of wondered, Cooper just, again, took that pitch all the way, but he thought he had called timeout. So a 2-2 count as he leads it off, gets you the rest of the order. Pitch to Cooper is up high for a ball, full count 3-2. Drew Swift on deck. He's the third baseman. Drew Swift at third. Max Muncy, the shortstop, batting in the three spots. Swinging a line drive. Base hit up the middle for Cooper Bowman. And Cooper, who was held hitless last evening, although had a sacrifice bunt and a walk along the way, leads off this ball game, single to center field, one man on. And here's Drew Swift. Lázaro Armenteros is the designated hitter batting cleanup. Lázaro, the DH. Cameron Masterman will be in right field batting fifth. Cameron is in right. Daniel Susak back behind the plate. He will catch and bat sixth. Susak catching. Called strike to Drew Swift in the count 0-1. Shane McGuire batting in the seventh spot. He's the first baseman. Shane McGuire at first. Caden Trinkle in center field batting eighth and playing the eighth spot. Caden Trinkle. Pitch on the way to Drew. Strike of the knees. Boy, outside corner. Can't throw it much better than that. 0-2 is the count. Saeed Valenzuela rounds it out. He's the left fielder. Saeed is in left, batting in the nine spot. Cooper Bowman on at first base, and an 0-2 count to Drew Swift. Pitch on the way from Vizcaino, maybe outside. Tough to tell from here. Crowd reacted, 1-2. Bowman, Swift, and Muncy up top. Armenteros, Masterman, and Susak in the middle of the order. McGuire, Trinkle, and Valenzuela round it out. One on, nobody down. Cooper with the lead, a 1-2 count. And a toss to first. Boy, that's close. Oh, they got him. Boy, and Cooper is saying he got the bag. Man, now I've got a really good look at that, and I think he's got a point. We sit, again, this broadcast location, which is horrendous, by the way, is, boy, right behind first base, right on the edge of the outfield grass in right. And, boy, Cooper picked off first base. Didn't get a second look at that. They aren't going to replay that. The pitch to Swift is up high, 2-2 to Drew. Well, it looked like the hand was on the bag, and then the glove got him on the shoulder, but it was that close, and Cooper called out. Swinging a bouncer toward third base. It'll be handled by De Los Santos. The throw is in time. Swift is out, and so well, the Hounds get a base runner, but it's turned away, and now Drew bounces out, and here's Max Muncy with the bases suddenly empty and two men down. In last night's game, the eighth inning, really pivotal, and this is not exactly the same, but similar, in that the Hounds last night in the eighth, trailing by one run, had the first two base runners on. There's a swing and a miss. Max is out in front of it, 0-1. Got a pair of base hits to open the eighth. Daniel Susak did not ground into a double play. He hit a line drive that shortstop Giancarlo Cintron caught and turned into a double play, and that was huge in last night's game. Swinging a foul back, 0-2 to Max. Seth Beer then hit a solo home run, his fourth in two games. And that made it a 6-4 ball game, and that's where it ended up. But boy, that double play in the eighth last night was critical. And here the Hounds have a leadoff single go away, and now Max is swinging a miss, and he's out on strikes. So, boy, a very promising top of the first inning all of a sudden is, in essence, three up and three down. No runs, a hit. No errors and nobody left on base. So happening in the books. Village Car Wash score. The Hounds nothing. And against right-hander Ryan Cusick, the Sod Poodles are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Ryan Cusick going to the mound, his 20th start for the Rockhounds on the season. Hard-throwing right-hander, 4-6, a 4.91 earned run average. And he has had two previous starts against Amarillo, and they have been very good. So see what Sunday afternoon will bring as Ryan goes to the mound. He'll face Camden Dusenak to lead it off. Dusenak moving to shortstop in this game. Tim Tawa is in left field. Tawa batting number two. Caleb Roberts will catch and bat third. Roberts behind the plate. A.J. Vukovic is the center fielder batting cleanup. Vukovic in center field. So here's Ryan Cusick. Here's Camden Dusenak. First pitch, ground ball, right side. That's going to be handled by Drew Swift. Throw to first base for the out. So Dusenak jumps on the first pitch. Grounds out 5-3. Drew Swift to Shane McGuire. And one man down on one pitch, and here is Tim Tawa. Seth Beer batting fifth. Boy, what a series he's had just the last two nights. Four home runs. Seth Beer, the first baseman, batting fifth. Davison De Los Santos batting sixth. He's the third baseman. De Los Santos at third. Ryan Cusick's pitch. Fastball down the middle to Tawa for a called strike, 0-1. Nate Castillo batting seventh in right field. Castillo is in right. Cusick with the sign. Tawa waits. Pitch swung on. Fouled straight back. Count 0-2. Juan Centeno with an important couple of swings last night. He'll be the DH and will bat eighth. Centeno, the designated hitter. And Giancarlo Cintron, the second baseman, batting ninth. Cintron at second base. 0-2 count, big deep breath from Cusick. Pitch a swing and a miss. Boy, good fastball, folks, 98 miles an hour. So Ryan Cusick strikes out Tim Tawa. It's two men down, and here is Caleb Roberts. Roberts had a two-home run game a couple of nights ago and was overshadowed. Same night, Seth Beer hit three. Roberts at 276. Left-handed hitter. Behind the plate in this game. He's also an outfielder. Cusick's first pitch. Ground ball toward first base, and Shane McGuire will get there himself for the out. And that was 96. So two first pitch bounce outs and a 1-2-3 or a three pitch strikeout. And that adds up to a 1-2-3 inning. Ryan did it more easily than I said it. So we have played one inning. And our Village Car Wash score from Atlanta. Excuse me. The mind is just floating away right there. From Amarillo after one. Broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash. And one inning into this one, no score.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly. Like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Top of the second, Lazaro Armenteros leads it off. I double-checked. We're in Amarillo. Right-handed hitter takes called strike from Rafi Vizcaino in the crowd, quickly 0-1. Armenteros, Nesterman, and Susak in the top of the second, no score. Lazaro takes a little inside for a ball, 1-1. I will share with you, by the way, why in the world I said Atlanta. There is actually a stupid reason for it. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Right before the ball game, I just was looking. I was glancing at Major League standings and just taking a glance at the Major League stuff. And I saw what I thought was a rather remarkable number that I hadn't really noticed in a while involving the Atlanta Braves. It bounces to the plate. The count goes 2-2. So I just on a piece of paper I got sitting right here, I just jotted down the word Atlanta. And glanced at that as we were going to commercial break, and I tried to transport us all the way across the country to Atlanta, Georgia. I double-checked. We're in the panhandle. Check swing, and a foul ball away. It's 2-2. He's just making a note that if time allowed or if whatever it might be, just to pass that number along. Whoa, what the heck? Atlanta is outscoring their opponents by 241 games, 241 runs this season. 241 runs in their run differential. Pitch misses, ball three here, 3-2. And that is some 60 runs more than anybody else. I just jumped out. I was looking to the standings, and the run differential just jumped out. Swinging a fly ball right field side toward the corner, but that will drift foul and get out of play. Still 3-2 to Lazaro. 246 batting average, 13 home runs, and 67 driven in. Right-handed hitter waits. The right-hander Vizcaino delivers, and that is down and away. Old check swing, they will appeal, but no, it did not go. So for the second straight inning, Rockhounds have the leadoff man on base. Cooper Bowman singled, leading off the game, and now Lazaro draws a walk leading off the second inning. And Cooper picked off first base on a bang-bang call in the first inning. And now Lazaro takes the lead, and Cameron Nesterman steps in. Cameron got his first hit of the series last night, swinging a foul ball away. Count is 0-1. And Lazaro singled opening the eighth inning, and then Cameron followed with a base hit, and that is when, and I mentioned it in the first inning, Daniel Susak hit a line drive, but it was caught by shortstop Cintron, turned it into a double play, and that, well, it was one of the really key moments, I thought, in the game. Pitch right down the middle, called strike. Well, these two guys are throwing hard today. That's 98 from Vizcaino. Brian Cusick hit 98 a couple of times in the first inning. The two guys are throwing heat on a 100-degree afternoon. Pitch from Vizcaino. Outside at 97, one ball and two strikes to count. Daniel Susak waiting on deck. No score, top of the second inning. Lazaro will run from time to time, not all that often. Eight steals, he's been caught five times. Pitch to Masterman, skips to the plate. Really good block there by Caleb Roberts. Two balls and two strikes to count. Boy, it might have been Caleb earlier on today. I was just watching. There was no, I don't think either team took BP, but again in the heat on a Sunday afternoon, but catching drills were going on. Boy, you think catching isn't a tough job. It was, what, 95 degrees probably at that time, and I'm guessing it was Caleb Roberts who was practicing the art of blocking pitches. Boy, I mean, time after time, a bucket full of baseballs. Swinging a foul back, and it's two balls and two strikes. That, of course, is just a huge part of being a good defensive catcher, but man, that is tough. That's tough work to put in. pitch after pitch, skipping to the plate. Your job is to block it. Delivery to Cameron, swung on and missed, and he is out on strikes. 85-mile-an-hour pitch down in the zone, one on and one man down. And Daniel Susak, the batter, just joined the ball club on Tuesday, played for the first time on Thursday. Up from Lansing. Outstanding prospect for the A's. He is the catcher in this game. Here's the first pitch to him, and a high strike. 98 up in the zone, 0-1, so Vizcaino really throwing hard. Again, this is a day in which Amarillo will pitch by committee, a bullpen day. Rockhounds have not been able to break through against Vizcaino in their first three chances against him. This is his fourth appearance in the season series. Right-hander delivers and misses down and away for a ball. That was 100 miles an hour. Base runner is Lazaro Armenteros. They're on a base on balls. This game, with about a 2-to-1 ratio, almost precisely so. Right-hander set, delivers way up high on an off-speed pitch, and the count goes 2-1 to Susak. Daniel 3-for-10 with 3 RBIs since joining the ball club. Facing Rafi Vizcaino out of Sabana Grande in the Dominican Republic. Right-handed delivers, pitches fouled straight back. Boy, that 99. He continues to throw it hard, 2-2. Vizcaino only 22 years of age. He's 6 feet. Listed here is 237. Don't know if he quite looks that big, but again, he throws hard. Armenteros takes the lead. One on, one out. No score in the second. Pitch swung on. Look out, folks. Woo! Boy, that was coming toward the home radio booth, and I mean, that was flat out scary, man. That was a tailing line drive, and the carries were bailing, and I don't blame them, and I was next. Wow. Wow. Not sure where that ball deflected to, but that got into the booth or not, right next door to mine. Here's a swing and a miss. Runner goes, throw is high. So Lazaro does steal second. Daniel Susak is out on strikes on a slider away. So two men down, runner in scoring position. Lazaro steals his ninth of the year, and here is Shane McGuire. You know, we think of foul balls as being fun and all of that, and you come to a ball game and you hope to, get a foul ball. Man, I tell you, what do we have here? Oh, we have a balk. Well, runner to third base. Not a huge thing with two men down, but balk is called against Vizcaino, called by home plate umpire Mickey Smith. So Shane McGuire is the batter. Shane playing just one time in his series, swing and a miss, comes up empty 0-1. Now, you think of foul balls as being cute and fun and all of that, but my goodness, I'm going to tell you, you got a line drive coming at you. That'll quicken the pulse a little bit. Pitch to Shane in the dirt, and the ball gets away, and Lazaro breaks for the plate, and he scores. The balk turns out to be huge. That will be a wild pitch, and the Hounds are on the board. The balk coming with two men down. But, of course, if you have a runner at third, that puts extra pressure on the battery. And Vizcaino uncorks a wild pitch. So a walk, a steal, a balk, and a wild pitch. Boy, the Hounds Frankensteining that one together. It's 1-0 in the second inning. And a 1-1 count to Shane McGuire. Base is empty. Shane swings, fly ball, left field. This is drifting. I think we'll get foul, and yes, it will. Not by a bunch. 10, 15 feet or so. Out of play. 1-2 the count. Caden Trinkle would be next here in the second inning for the Rockhounds. Well, Lazaro doesn't run a ton. But, again, we have known since the transition of this roster, Bobby Crosby has said, this team will play some small ball. This pitch bounced to the plate again. Two balls, two strikes. And in that case, Lazaro draws the walk. He does run, steals just his ninth base of the season. A balk gets into third and a wild pitch. So it's 1-0. Shane McGuire awaits a 2-2 count. And activity now begins in the bullpen again. These will be short stints today for Amarillo. Swing and a miss. Well, boy, baseball is crazy. He strikes out the sides as Vizcaino, but he also comes up with a walk and a balk and a wild pitch to the bottom of the second. Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 1 and Amarillo nothing.
At All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half-tons, three-quarter-tons, one-tons, two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All-American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Last half of the second inning, Rockhounds 1, Amarillo nothing. Boy, that was a crazy run to score, but the Hounds are on the board. Ryan Cusick will face the middle third of the order. A.J. Vukovic, Seth Deer, and Davison De Los Santos. As we go to the second, the nice message you just heard, Rockhounds coming home in a 2-for-1 Tuesday. We'll get it going Tuesday, September 5th, starting the final homestand of 2023. And 2-for-1 tickets available, of course, with a coupon from your nearby Baskin-Robbins store. Sounds nice on a 100-degree afternoon. A.J. Vukovic leads it off. Right-handed hitter. He's the center fielder. Vukovic at 254. And he started the series, and all that's gone on in the four games since, that opening night win for Amarillo was really big. Takes a little check swing, but it's a called strike. It got there, and the count is 0-1. Vukovic, a walk-off home run Tuesday night, his 21st of the season. There's a swing and a miss on a breaking pitch. Count goes 0-2. Amarillo, it appears, will again move on to pitcher number two, as Will Mabry is warming up in the bullpen. Pitch way up high here. One ball and two strikes on a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Again, the short stints are entirely by design, so left-hander Will Mabry next up for Amarillo. Here's Cusick's 1-2. Down and away, two balls, two strikes. And Seth Beer, he of the three home run game, four home runs in the last two. He is on deck, and Davison De Los Santos has had a big series. He will bat third in the inning. Cusick's 2-2. Breaking ball away, ball three. So an 0-2 count is now full to a very dangerous hitter. Vukovic, right-hander, he always chokes up on that bat. Really unusual. It swung on and missed. He got him. Boy, that wasn't messing around. That's a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and Ryan Cusick with a strikeout. That's his second. One man down in the inning. Here is Seth Beer. Seth came up with the Astros organization. We saw him, and I mentioned this, in Corpus Christi. His big league time in 21 and 22, and a little more than a cup of coffee with Arizona. Well, Beer, a guy who's been around a bit. Takes called strike from Cusick with an off-speed pitch, 0-1. Beer at 288, 12 homers and 48 driven in, one-third of his home runs coming in the last two games. Takes way up high for a ball, but the fastball, one ball, one strike. Hit three on Friday and gave the Sod Poodles an insurance run with a solo home run last night. Left-handed hitting first baseman waits. One ball, one strike. Pitch by Cusick, way up high. And it's two balls and one strike. Seth looking for a return trip to the big leagues. He has really been good in the season series. Whoop, baseball got loose from the bullpen. And there are two stadiums in this league in which the bullpens are in play between the foul lines and the stands on each side, of course, first and third base. San Antonio is the other, and when you're warming up in San Antonio, the pitcher is throwing toward the outfield wall. Pitch up high for a ball, 3-1. Now, either way, if a ball gets away, of course, it's probably going to be in the field of play, or at least going to be rattling around, so it's not a great thing. But in this case, pitchers in the bullpen warm up, and they throw toward home plate, swinging a foul back and out of play, I believe. Boy, Drew's going to give a look. That ball, I think, deflected off the screen and then comes back down to earth, and the count is full, 3-2 to Seth Beer. So a Will Mabry pitch warming up in the bullpen down the third base left field side. Got away. And just before the pitch to Seth Beer, time had to be called as the baseball rolled down by home plate. Pitch by Cusick. Up, just down and in, ball four. Didn't miss by much, but he missed. So Seth Beer becomes Amarillo's first base runner of this game with a one-out walk in the second. And the batter is Davison De Los Santos. Nathie Castillo is coming out on deck. So Beer is the base runner. Basically does not steal bases at all. Doesn't have an attempt on the season, does Seth. But he is on and represents the tying run. 1-0 Rockhounds in the bottom of the second inning. Pitching away from Cusick. Down the middle. Called strike. Starts in with an off-speed pitch. De Los Santos takes for a strike. Davison at 253. Has 17 homers, 55 driven in. Swinging a foul ball. Woo, straight back to the screen. So a quick 0-2 count here on Davison. De Los Santos hitting, as mentioned, 253. He's only 20 years of age. Boy, we have seen a couple of demonstrations of the pop this guy has. He is really strong. 0-2 pitch. Just outside. One ball, two strikes to count. A.J. Vukovic struck out to open the inning. Seth Beer with a 3-2 walk. And now a 1-2 count on Davison De Los Santos. Cusick with the sign, comes set at the belt, delivers, swing and a miss. Well, they didn't pop the velocity up there on that one, but that, again, had to have been that 98-mile-an-hour range, and De Los Santos walks away. So two men down in the inning with a walk sandwich between a couple of strikeouts. And here is Nathie Castillo. Castillo, .241 batting average with 16 homers and 57 runs driven in. Beer takes the lead. Cusick's pitch. Boy, it looked to be down the middle, but again, we're looking sideways. It missed maybe outside. One ball, no strikes. Castillo, the right fielder, who had a costly error yesterday, and it was after the sun had gone down, just lost a line drive. Pitch down low for a ball. Count goes two balls, no strikes. It was off Drew Swift's bat, and that led to a two-run inning in which the Hounds took the lead. Last night's game was back and forth pretty much all the way, with Amarillo winning when all was said and done 6-4. The 2-0 pitch, Castillo takes. It's high ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Now for Ryan Cusick again, command has been the issue, but that's the first time, in fact, the first time he has been behind a hitter through the first seven batters, and he's behind 3-0. Stretch in the pitch, and Castillo takes a strike, and the count goes 3-1. Juan Centeno on deck for Amarillo here in the second inning. Breeze, by the way, has now backed off again. Boy, it really picked up right at the start of this game. Far more gentle now. Stretch by Cusick, 3-1 pitch. Hard hit ball, but foul, not by much, wide of third base. So tip of the cap to whoever is guarding the bullpen. Catcher, of course, has his back to home plate, that is the home plate. Well, Ryan Cusick now has gone deep on three of the four batters he's faced, and the Hounds are going to get activity in the bullpen. Count is full, 3-2. Seth Beer will run with a pitch. Rockhounds playing off him. Hounds will get left-hander David Leal up and throwing. Pitching up high, ball four. So two walks in the inning, although mentioned that's the first time that Cusick has fallen behind in the count. So it's two men on. That'll bring up Juan Centeno, veteran left-handed hitter. Centeno at 270, home run 18 driven in. Came up very big last night. Came up with what would be the game-winning base hit, a two-run single to put Amarillo up 5-4. Seth Beer's home run providing the final run. So Leal warms. Cusick comes set. Santana waits, swings, and sends a high fly ball. Center field. Trinkle back. Reaches up. Can't make the play. That's off the wall. That'll score them both. Boy, in a cloud of dust as Caden tried to make that play. Centeno drives one to the base of the wall in center field. A two-run double. And the Sod Poodles have taken the lead. Two bases on balls come back to haunt. And Centeno just ripped that ball 400 feet. Caden Trinkle tried to make the play. And boy, that warning track is dry. Kicked up a huge cloud of dust as he went back to try to make the play. So 2-1 Amarillo, and Giancarlo Cintron will be the batter, and David Leal will continue to warm and throw hard in the bullpen just down below us. Runner at second base, pitch to Cintron, called strike, and it's 0-1. Well, Centeno, of course, guy who has a lot of experience, including significant big league time. And, man, he liked what he saw and really drove that ball. That thing flew about just shy of 400 feet. Check swing. Appeal did not go. One ball, one strike. It's 400 to straightaway center. And that's right where the ball bounced in front of, just over the head of Caden Trinkle, who did everything he could to try to haul that in. Would have been a spectacular catch. So a couple of walks and a 400-foot double pitch from Cusick. Up and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Cintron, who is a right-handed hitter, hitting 194, but a far better hitter than that, and we know from a year ago. Rolls one out to short. Max Muncy will gobble that up, throws the first for the out. So the inning is over, but not before the Sod Poodles take the lead on Juan Centeno's two-run double. And, man, he got every bit of it. So after two, Village Car Wash score from Hodgetown, the Sod Poodles 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Left-hander Will Mabry comes out of the Amarillo bullpen, and he will face 8-9-1 in the order for the Rockhounds. Caden Trinkle, Saeed Valenzuela, and Cooper Bowman. Well, a couple of odd-looking scoring lines in the second inning. Rockhounds, one run, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Amarillo, one run, one hit, no errors, and one man left. Two runs, rather. I'm trying. Here's a bunt by Caden that he's going to be thrown out. Good play charging is De Los Santos will get there, throws him out. 5-3 goes the put out. Caden Trinkle retired. Well, I'm certainly trying to do my part for the Hounds. I wrote down one run for Amarillo in the inning. Of course, the Centeno two-run double. Two runs on one hit, two walks, and a man left. Batter is Saeed Valenzuela, one out here in the second inning. Make it the third, excuse me. Catching up on the numbers for Vizcaino. Goes the first two. Gives way now to Mabry, who delivers down low to Saeed Valenzuela. 1-0 to Saeed. He's a left fielder in this ball game. 271 average. He's been one of the really good stories. Takes a fastball called strike. One ball and one strike. Vizcaino goes two innings. One hit, one run. It was earned. One walk, four strikeouts, a wild pitch, and a balk. Swinging a foul back, and a count 1-2. So, man, he was visiting the pitcher's buffet, and this one was Vizcaino. But the Hounds' lead is short-lived as Amarillo leads top of the third. It is 2-1. This pitch bounces to the plate, and the count is two balls, two strikes. Cooper Bowman on deck. Mabry out of the bullpen. Will come set. It's his 14th appearance overall. Swinging a woo, line drive foul heading our way. Two balls, two strikes to count. Mabry with a very, very solid 3.48 ERA. Has two saves and as many chances. Been hard to hit, just 14 hits in 20 and two-thirds. Delivers down and away for a ball. Three balls, two strikes. So the opposition hitting 197 against him. 12 walks and 16 strikeouts, so only the walks, not the only negative on that stat line. Pitch from Mabry, and that's down and away, and he gives up a walk here, so Saeed draws the base on balls. One on and one out, and here's Cooper Bowman. Singled to open the game and was picked off first base. Very close play, one of those bang-bang type of things. He was called out, and a very promising start to the first inning. Went away quickly. Cooper waits from the right side. Left-hander Mabry delivers and missed maybe outside. One ball, no strikes. How nice it will be Tuesday evening to actually be able to see pitches from behind home plate again. 1-0 count. And Saeed will draw a throw. Goes back in standing up. Hasn't run very much. Has three steals in as many attempts. Left-hander on the mound, so not likely to be going. Mabry settles in, hands right at the belt. Delivers, and boy, strike call. That is about as good a pitch as you can throw. We can see up and down really well from here, and that was barely knee-high and just got the corner. One ball, one strike. A look at first base, a couple of glances by Mabry. Now turns and Saeed is running. The pitch is taken. Here's a throw by Santomo. Do they get him? Yep, he's out. Boy, that was a really good catch and tag by second baseman Cintrone. Throw a little bit high, but man, made the catch and slapped that tag down in a hurry. So Saeed Valenzuela is caught trying to steal a base. 2-4 goes the putout. Strong throw by Centeno was just a little bit high, and Cintrone made a really quick catch and tag. 2-1 to Cooper. That's a called strike, and now it's 2-2. So the Hounds trying to get something going. And again, close play, but Valenzuela out, so base is empty. Two men down, and a 2-2 count to the Hounds' leadoff batter, Cooper Bowman. Mabry's pitch down to the dirt for ball three, 3-2. Swift on deck for the Hounds if Cooper can extend this the top of the third. Avery's pitch, and he does. Draws a walk, so a couple of bases on balls. Allen's rolled the dice on the stolen base attempt for Valenzuela. Now Cooper is on base. And picked off his last time. Will Mabry, 6 feet even, 185. Round 6 draft choice in 2022 out of the University of Tennessee. And he is a Tennessee native from Cookeville. Was injured, did not pitch last season, so just being out there and being on the mound is the good news for Will Mabry. And again, he's been really good for Amarillo, a very solid stint. Visit to the mound here from pitching coach Tom Gorzolani. Cooper Bowman, the base runner, Drew Swift. Last night in the 6-4 defeat, Drew saw an 11-game hit streak go by the boards. Obviously, he's hit an 11 of 12, and he's hit in 20 of his last 22 games, has Drew. Right-handed hitter stands in with one on and two men down. One-run ball game in the third. Amarillo on top, 2-1. Mabry's first pitch, right down the middle. Pitching coach strike, 0-1. Max Muncy on deck. Bright sun shining, 101 degrees this afternoon. Here's the stretch in pitch, and that is just down and away for a ball, 1-1. We have 98 degrees on one reading and 101 on the other. Yeah, we'll take the 98 degrees. It's much cooler. Toss to first. Bowman back standing up. One ball, one strike to Drew Swift. 275 batting average for the right-handed hitter. Mabry set, left-hander's pitch, just outside, ball two, two balls and one strike. And Max Muncy on deck. Bowman is running, pitch down and away, and the throw, and no way going to get him this time, so that is his 30th stolen base. Cooper Bowman, 30 out of 33. Again, nobody but Frisco has been able to catch him for whatever the reason. 91% pitch swung on. Swift sends a high fly ball into right field. Very playable. Castillo's there, and the inning is over. Fly ball to right center, but not quite enough to do any damage. And so a couple of bases on balls, but Rockhounds come up empty. We'll go to the bottom half of the third in Amarillo, and our Village Car Wash score, the Sod Poodles 2. And Rockhounds won.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
To the bottom half of the third we go. Top of the Amarillo order, Ryan Cusick back to the mound to face Camden Duzanak, Tim Tawa, and Caleb Roberts. It is Labor Day weekend, is it not? So it's Sunday afternoon, and you may indeed have another part of another day in your weekend coming up. That's kind of cool. So I won't make you do a whole lot of figuring out our Hilliard Office Solutions IT trivia. What did he say? Solutions here today. I said solutions twice, but a kind of a cool little hat trick. A first, a last, and an all-time number. I'll pass them along to you. Here's Camden Duzanak to lead it off. We go to the bottom of the third. 2-1 Amarillo. Ryan Cusick delivers outside for ball one. One ball, no strikes. David Leal had been up in the second inning. No activity at this point. Ryan had a high pitch count in that second inning. Cusick's pitch way up and in. Ball two. 2-0 to Duzenac. He bounced out to third base on the first pitch of the bottom of the first inning. Tim Tawa and Caleb Roberts will follow in the Amarillo third. Cusick's pitch swung on and missed. Good fastball, 94. Count goes two balls and one strike. Duzenac at 328. That's 42 ribbies in just 55 games with Amarillo. He has been very productive. Cusick's pitch fouled away. Straight back out of play. Two balls, two strikes. Camden has eight home runs. He is a kind of the exception to the rule, has five homers on the road, three here. It's backwards from the team and sends a high fly ball to left. He's just done it again. He's got it one here. That ball is long gone. Camden Duzenac, solo home run, drives it out of here to left. And, boy, he just jumped all over that pitch and drove it out. Ninth home run of the year for Duzenac. So it's 3-1 Amarillo. Boy, again, a little bit of bad breeze has picked up again, so that helped, although I think that ball would have gotten out anyway. That was really drilled. Pitch was a little up in the zone, and yeah, he made no mistake about that. That's out of any ballpark in the league. And again, the wind is again blowing out toward left field. It's picked up. It's come and gone a couple of times. Tim Tawa takes high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Now a strikeout victim on three pitches, his first time. The Sod Poodles lead this game 3-1. Ryan takes a big deep breath, throws the 1-1 or 1-0 pitch, and it is now 1-1 as Tawa fouls that one back. Tawa at 255, and he has 20 home runs. He's driven in 71, so he has been really productive. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch from Cusick. Swung on that ball. Hit in the air to center field. Going back to Strenkel. And he's out of room. Going to find the high wall in center. And Tawa hit that 400 feet. Just a home run by about 5 feet. And the Sod Poodles really dialing in. Centeno, remember, driving in the two runs with the double in the second inning. And that ball traveled 395 on a rope. Cintron bounced out to end the second, but Duzenac drives the ball out to left, and Tim Tawa, a double that was basically 400 feet, and you need to be about, what, that wall is 15 feet high. And look again, yeah, that missed being a home run by about 5 feet, but that traveled in excess of 400 feet. So the Sod Poodles have dialed in here over the last three or four hitters against Ryan Cusick, and here's Caleb Roberts. Bounced out to first base unassisted, his first time up. Runner in scoring position, nobody down. Roberts is a left-handed hitter. Cusick's pitch popped high in the air. See if this is playable. Daniel Susak will give a look, but no, that's going to find its way off the railing in one of the VIP suites. Yeah, that'll get your heart racing a little bit. 0-1 count to Roberts. A.J. Vukovic waiting on deck. This runner is Tim Tawa. He can run a little bit. He's 9 out of 16 in stolen bases, so the percentage isn't good, but he certainly can run a bit. Pitches down and in to Caleb Roberts. Count goes one ball, one strike. Roberts at 276, 16 home runs, two of them coming on Friday night. 60 runs batted in. He drove in four in that 10-0 Amarillo win. That was after the 11-0 Hounds win on Thursday night. Pitch down low. Count is 2-1. Cusick now gets a little kick at the pitcher's rubber and now leans in, has the sign. Runner takes the lead off second base. That's Tawa. And the pitch to Caleb Roberts is lined, but foul, got way out in front of that. Off-speed pitch, and the count goes 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Roberts, sound, yeah, that had a hollow sound to it, so broke his bat. And have to get a new one. That didn't come apart, but you could kind of hear that sound. So 2 balls and 2 strikes, and Roberts get a new bat, come back to the dish from the left side. Sod Poodles won the opener of this series 7-6 on the walk-off by the guy on deck, A.J. Vukovic. And you go back and you can look at the couple of shutouts, one either way, and everything in between. But opening night, that was really pivotal in what can be a pivotal series. Ball really well hit, but foul got out in front of it a little bit. Right field side and into foul ground and out off the bat of Caleb Roberts. And the count stays 2 balls, 2 strikes. Roberts, very upright stance. Hands about letter high. Moves that bat slowly as he waits. And now Cusick will step away. Camden Dusenak leading the inning off with a solo home run. Tim Tawa doubled off the wall in center. He's at second. Nobody out. And a 2-2 count. Roberts waits. Cusick's pitch down and in at the shoe tops. Ball 3. 3-2. Ryan Cusick has only gotten behind 3 batters. Only thrown a first pitch ball to 3 batters in this game. One turned into a walk that turned into a run. One turned into a home run and the other into a double. And now a pitch down and in, and Roberts will draw a walk. So 3 walks against 3 strikeouts. And, boy, that's, again, that's been the number for Ryan Cusick. Here is A.J. Vukovic. Tuesday night was a back-and-forth game, and 3 of the first 5 have been that way. The other 2, of course, have been lopsided shutouts, 1 going each way. But the Rockhounds had a 6-3 lead opening night in the series. And that eventually got away with Vukovic, the walk-off home run. And a lot of stuff has gone on, certainly, in the series. But, boy, that first game, I think, has been pivotal. Called strike to A.J. Vukovic, 0-1, struck out his first time up. David Liao will, again, begin to warm for the Rockhounds. He's already been up 1 time, so he will be ready in a hurry. 2 on and nobody down, 3-1 Amarillo. Vukovic waits. Cusick had stepped away once. Now has the sign. Runners their leads from first and second. Cusick's pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Seth Beer waiting on deck. And, of course, he has been off the charts hot over the last couple of ball games. Go to count. Cusick set. Pitch to Vukovic. Tempted, didn't go. They'll appeal, but I don't think so. Nope, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mickey Smith calling balls and strikes. He's from Aubrey, Texas. Steven Rios Jr., crew chief from El Paso at first. And Kevin Martin, who is from Phoenix, is our third base umpire. 1 ball, 2 strikes to Vukovic. Cusick set. Pitch. Got there. Called third strike, and Vukovic out on strikes. Absolutely froze him with that one, so strikeout number 4 for Ryan Cusick against 3 bases on balls. 1 down in the inning, and here's Seth Beer. Seth playing in his 73rd game for Amarillo. He has 12 home runs, and 4 of them have come in the last 2 days. He waits, takes, and down and in for ball 1, 1 ball and no strikes. Davis and De Los Santos on deck for the Sod Poodles here in the 3rd. David Liao for the 2nd time throwing hard in the pen. Good number of deep counts for Cusick, especially in the 2nd and here in the 3rd. Pitch down and in, 2 balls and no strikes, 2-0. Caleb Roberts, the runner at first base. He runs really well. He has 11 steals and has been caught only 2 times. So pretty good speed on the base paths for Amarillo. Pitch to Beer is popped high in the air, straight back and out of play. Flying his way back, bounce once off the roof and then gently back down onto the concourse or maybe bounce out to the street. Ballpark located in downtown Amarillo. Two-one count. Beer, left-handed hitter, takes just inside, ball three. So Ryan Cusick now in a spot you really don't want to be in. That's 3-1 to a guy that you know is feeling it right now. Seen a lot of pitches at this level in the next two. Runners their leads. Beer is ready, set by Cusick, and the pitch on the way, and that ball is hit hard. Deep right center field. On the move is Trinkle. Won't make the play. Can't get there in the air. He'll make the play on a hop. That's going to score, too, I believe. Throw from shallow right center field. Got a chance. Slap the tag and got him. Oh, really, really good relay. Cooper Bowman's throw right on the money. So one run scores. Down to second is Seth Beer on an RBI double. One run scores. Second man out of the plate, Caleb Roberts. Jaden Trinkle really helped on that. He couldn't make the play in the air, but he made the play on one hop, and he turned and threw back in a hurry, and Cooper fired, and man, get a second look at this, and yep, he's out. So an RBI double for Seth Beer to center field. Again, that ball was really hard hit. Tao was scoring with ease, and it's 4-1. Runner in scoring position, pitched down and away, ball one to Davison De Los Santos. So 8-4-2 the putout, second out of the inning. But the Sod Poodles now lead this game 4-1. And it can get away from you in this ballpark. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. De Los Santos, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Seth Beer, the base runner, boy, didn't get a home run, but a double. And he is just absolutely pulverizing the baseball the last now three games. De Los Santos not interested in that pitch at all. Takes a called strike. It's 2-1. Nathy Castillo on deck. Cusick with the set. Pitch on the way to De Los Santos. Rolls one between third and short. Going to be backhanded by Max Muncy. Comes up throwing and not going to get him. He beat it out. Max had to go to the outfield grass to make that play and did everything he could, but that'll be an infield single for De Los Santos. Advancing to third is Seth Beer. And the Sod Poodles now. Yeah, first and third, still two men down in the inning. Bobby Crosby coming out to the mound, and I would guess that will be all for Ryan Cusick. Yep, going to get the baseball, so Ryan's day is done. David Leal will come on to pitch in the third inning. He'll inherit runners at first and third with two men down. Cusick throwing as hard as 98 in this game, so David Leal becomes all the more a contrast, obviously, out of the bullpen, throwing the mid-80s at top speed. So Ryan Cusick, 2 2/3, gives up 5 base hits, 4 runs all earned. Walked 3, struck out 4, and he is responsible, of course, for the two men on base. Well, on this date in baseball history on our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia board, there was a cool first, a cool last, and a rather remarkable record. And the first and the last involve two of the all-time greats at what they did. He wore a coat and tie and a rather stylish hat while he managed, and he managed a long time. On this date, he got his first managerial win, and he would get 3,730 more. And it is really unlikely that anybody will ever, in wins or losses, because he is the all-time leader in both. But on this date, Connie Mack. And if you want to Google him, if you want to know what a manager looked like, although very, very few, if anybody other than Connie Mack, did the coat and tie and the stylish hat. Connie Mack led the Pittsburgh Pirates to a 22-1 route of the Washington Senators. He would manage the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Philadelphia A's during his 53 years in the dugout. 3,731 wins. All-time leader in wins and losses. And nobody's going to catch him. Pitch up and in for a ball to Nathan Castillo from David Leal. Castillo, the batter, first and third. Two men down. Juan Centeno, who has been hot the last two ball games, on deck. Leal's pitch. Just missed, maybe outside. Two balls, no strikes. So that was the first. The last was the last of 4,191. Here's the 2-0 from Leal. That ball is hit high and deep to left field, and it's not coming back. And that's out of here. Nathan Castillo takes a 2-0 pitch and drives it out, and Amarillo is in command. Castillo, a three-run home run. Seth Beer will score. Davison De Los Santos scores. First two runs go to Ryan Cusick. The last goes to David Leal, of course, and boy, it is a 7-1 ball game, and two more home runs, and that one from Nathan Castillo, his 17th, gives him 60 RBIs on the year, and now here's Juan Centeno, and he takes inside for ball one, 1-0. Well, nobody had really hit the ball much at all against Ryan Cusick until Centeno in the second inning, eighth batter up in the game, and he doubled the center, swings and pops this one foul. Drew Swift giving a long chase, reaches off, couldn't make the play, but a great effort. Winds up on the tarp down the left field line. What a great effort by Drew Swift. Man, you love that. Centeno doubled the straightaway center ball that got over Caden Trankel's glove despite a great effort in center field. And since then, the Sod Poodles have really been hitting the ball hard against Cusick and now against David Leal. Centeno waits, 1-1 count. Takes a strike knee high, got there, 1-2. Giancarlo Cintron would be next. Centeno is the number 8 batter in the order, and he's the 8th batter up in this inning. Takes down low for a ball, 2-2. Nathan Castillo had a home run opening night. That was a very big swing of the bat, and this one really puts Amarillo, at least at this point in the ballgame, in charge. Leal, big deep breath. David with the delivery. That one sailed up high on him, and the count goes full. 3-2 to Centeno. Juan's double in the second inning followed two bases on balls and drove in the first two Amarillo runs after the Hounds had manufactured one in the second inning. Centeno swings, high fly ball, straight away to shallow center. Trankel has that in his sights. Caden drifts in, and he's got it, and the inning is over, but not before the Sod Poodles put a 5 spot on the board with a couple of home runs, solo by Camden Dusenak, and a 3-run home run from Nathan Castillo. So we go to the top half of the fourth. The Sod Poodles, at least for now, in command of this ballgame. Village Car Wash score through 3. Sod Poodles 7, Rock Hounds 1.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Through three innings, it is Amarillo on top 7-1, and they have done it Hodgetown style. A couple of home runs, accounting for four of the seven. Juan Centeno, two-run double, as we just mentioned in the second, put Amarillo on top 2-1. Solo home run, Camden Dusenak leading off the third. RBI double by Seth Beer, and a three-run home run by Nathan Castillo. First pitch as we go to the fourth inning, we foul ball, and that got catcher Caleb Robertson. He drops to a knee. Max Muncy with a foul tip that deflected down and got Caleb Roberts. The life of a catcher. Home plate umpire Mickey Smith will walk a baseball out to the mound, give Caleb a chance. Put things back together. 0-1 to Max. Lazaro Armenteros and Cameron Nesterman to follow. Called strike outside corner 0-2 from left-hander Will Mabry. Hounds manufactured a run in the top of the second, but Amarillo has come back and put seven on the board. Muncy swings. High fly ball center field, but it's going to run out of room, I think. Yep, back is Vukovic, and he'll haul it in. Now Max got it about 390 feet. But Vukovic hauls it in out the track, and it's one man down. That was an 0-2 pitch. That was a really good swing by Muncy. Got a lot of baseball on an 0-2 pitch, but flies out to center. Here's Lazaro. Walked, stole the base, went to third on a balk, which looked harmless, and scored on a wild pitch. Every down low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. That gave the Hounds a 1-0 lead, but that is in the rearview mirror now. Mabry's pitch will get there at the knees, called strike. It's 1-1. Hounds one run, one hit. Amarillo seven runs on six hits. The game errorless. Pitch to Lazaro, fouled straight back. Count goes 1-2. Hounds home on Tuesday to take on San Antonio. First half champs, and they've kind of re-geared with the last half of the second half and on into the postseason with some prospects and some guys coming up from Advanced A. Pitch to the dirt, bounces up there again, 2-2 to Armenteros. Cameron Nesterman on deck, if I did not say. Amarillo, by the way, will go to Arkansas. And, of course, the Travs have, boy, really run into hard times largely over the last month, maybe 5 weeks, but they're going to the playoffs, and well, you know, they're trying to get things turned in the right direction. Pitch up high ball, 3-3-2. Hounds finished the season at Wichita, first half, or rather the first place team in the second half in the North. Amarillo will be home to face Frisco. Pitch drops low, ball four. So Lazaro Armenteros, second walk for him on this afternoon. Here's Cameron Nesterman. Struck out his first time. Rafi Vizcaino went the first two innings. Again, Amarillo pitching by committee, a bullpen game today. Mabry, left-hander set to go. Pitch to Cameron. Just maybe outside. One ball, no strikes. After today, just a dozen games left, and barring a big turnaround in this. Hounds going to be on the outside looking in, it would appear. Swing and a miss by Cameron. Count is 1-1. It is a little bit on the remarkable side, I think, that this ball club, which was so very much retooled, position players particularly, entire roster as well, but really primarily the position players. Here's the 1-1. Just up an in ball, 2-2-1, but Hounds hanging around, very much in it, coming into this series. And again, you just knew the Hounds would have to split this series to stay a real factor in the race. Pitch down and away, it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike to Cameron. So they don't have a whole big bunch of baseball daylight time to work with to try to just get back in this ball game and see where you can go from there. Pitch, and that's a strike, and the count is 3-2. Cameron thought he had a base on balls. He said that the other night. It was last night. Cameron just 1-for-14 in the series, 1-for-15, including today. And he has 9 strikeouts, and it just seems that if you're on that, that's kind of the path you're on, that every borderline pitch goes the pitcher's way. Toss to first base, and back is Lazaro. So a 3-2 count here. Left-hander on the mound. Can't imagine runner will be going here. Mabry set. Lazaro not running. Pitch swung on. Fouled away. Off to the right now to play. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And this team has really, they have really hung in. The stretch and pitch by Mabry. And that does miss, and Cameron does draw a walk. So it's 2 men on and 1 man down. And the batter will be Daniel Susak. And the latest addition to the roster. But my friend Alex Hoxing asked me earlier today about the roster move. We mentioned it once, but I think only in passing. Brian Wellless going on the injured list, and Daniel Susak joining the club from Lansing. Struck out his first time. 2-1, 1 out. And lines one into right field. Base hit for Susak. Goes the opposite way. Now we'll bring Lazaro home, and we'll bring runners to the corners. Daniel Susak with his 4th RBI as a member of the Rockhounds. Base hit to right field. Down to second goes Cameron Masterman. In to score is Lazaro Armenteros. First and second, 7-2 the score. Couple of bases on balls. Walks have been a factor for Amarillo pitching today. Lazaro walked and basically did the rest on his own in the second, and 2 walks setting the table here. Pitch, called strike to Shane McGuire, 0-1. Shane, a strikeout victim his first time up. 220 batting average. That's on base at a good clip. Takes down low for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Shane has played in only 1 game in the series, and then, well, he has played as a position player in 1 game and pitched for 2 innings in the 10-0 game. By the way, 2 scoreless innings, I might add. Swings and sends a high pop fly left field, and this will be handled with a runner tag. Yeah, going to try to bring it home. The throw is going to be on a hop. They get him. Yep, out of the plate, double play. And another. Well, Hounds rolling the dice as Cameron Masterman is thrown out trying to score from third base. And 7-2 goes the put out. Well, Rockhounds trying to get something going there. Get 1 run in the inning, but second run is denied at home plate. So the bottom half of the 4th we go. Rockhounds get 1. And after 3.5, Village Car Wash score, Amarillo 7, Rockhounds 2.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Giancarlo Cintron takes a call and strike just as we come back. David Leal back to the mound. Left-hand delivers and a pop-up. This might be playable. Foul territory. Yep, going to stay close to the plate. And Daniel Susak will make the play. Ball didn't get real high in the air, but Daniel was able to corral that for the foul out. One man down. Cintron fouls out. Top of the order now. Camden Dusenak. Solo home run, his last time up. One for two on the ball game. Bounced out his first time up. The Owls pitch. We'll find the inside half. Call strike 0-1. No balls, one strike. Dusenak's home run, his ninth. It was his fourth at home. I think I said was his third. Pop up. And again, this is playable. Near the plate. Susak again. They're going to give way to Shane McGuire. Makes the play with his glove almost hitting Drew Swift. But Shane makes the catch. So a couple of pop outs. The catch that Daniel Susak made was just outside the left-hand batter's box by about 5 feet. And this one was in fair territory, probably 10 feet from home plate. So two swings of the bat have gone roughly 15 to 20 feet in front of home plate combined. Baseball is goofy. Here's Tim Tawa. One for two with a double and a run scored. He banged a double up the center field wall his last time up. Just missed a home run. Lines this into left field. That's a base hit. So Tawa two for three. Line drive to left center. And then Masterman over to checking Saeed over to make that play, I should say. And now Caleb Roberts will be the batter. Roberts 0 for 1, bounced out to first base in the first inning, walked in, was thrown out trying to score. Each team is denied a run at the plate. Left fielder Tim Tawa made the throw just a few moments ago to deny the Hounds a run. Runner goes, pitch is taken. Here's the throw by Susak, but not going to be in time. Boy, Tawa beat that with ease. That's his 10th steal. So, runner in scoring position with two men down. And a 1-0 count to Caleb Roberts. Sidepoodle's trying to get the run back to the Hounds. Gotten the top of this inning, but it's still a five-run ball game. Pitch just off the inside edge. Two balls and no strikes to count. 2-0. A.J. Vukovic on deck. Roberts waits. Very upright stance. Breaking pitch. Just stayed in. Ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Unusual for David Leal. Activity, by the way, in the Amarillo bullpen. And again, they are going by committee this afternoon. So two innings for Rafi Vasquez. And Will Mabry, two innings. Pitch taken. That's a called strike. 3-1 to count. So Amarillo with a right-hander warming. Game in the bottom of the fourth. It's 7-2 Sod Poodles. Stretch by Leal. Pitch. Bounced foul at plate. Got way out in front of that off-speed pitch. Of course, you see that a lot with David. So, count is now full. First base is open. Tawa having stolen second. Roberts waiting. Left-handed hitter, and again, he's got some pop. Stretch kick in the pitch by Leal, and he got him. Called third strike. Roberts thought he had a base on balls. Instead, David Leal got him looking, so 3-0 turns into a strikeout. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left on. So we're bound for the top of the fifth, and after four complete, Sod Poodles lead this ball game. And again, it's a critical one After four complete, Amarillo 7, Rockhounds 2.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Sunday afternoon baseball from Amarillo. Sod Boodles lead this game by the score of 7-2. In the home stretch of 2023, Bob Hart's at Hodgetown. Thank you so much for coming on board this afternoon. Hope your Labor Day weekend is a good and a safe one. Of course, tomorrow is, well, an off day perhaps for you, and it is an off day for the Texas League as well. Rockhounds will be home on Tuesday to host the San Antonio Missions. Six-game series. And the Hounds, well, the hopes are, in terms of the postseason, hopes are hanging by a pretty slender thread right now, but you never know. You never know how strong that thread might be. Caden Trankel will be the leadoff batter. Sahi Valenzuela and Cooper Bowman to follow. Connor Grimes comes on to pitch. So two innings for Will Mabry. One hit, one run. It was earned. Four walks, no strikeouts. But didn't pay much of a price for it. Caden swings and fouls one toward the Amarillo bullpen down that left field side. Count is 0-1. Caden bounced out to third base to open the third inning. 0-1 in this one. Left-handed hitter takes. And that's called strike, and the count is quickly 0-2. Connor Grimes making his 27th appearance, 22nd out of the bullpen. Very solid with a 3.86 earned run average. Grimes with a pitch ball hit high in the air to left field. Jammed him on the pitch a little bit, though, and drifting over his Tawa, he'll make the catch. Straightaway left field. One man down in the fifth inning, and that'll bring up Saeed Valenzuela. Walked and then was caught trying to steal a base his first time up. Grimes in 39 and two-thirds innings, 35 base hits. The walks have been the problem for him. 30 walks against 57 strikeouts. And misses here down and in for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Saeed, switch hitter. Mentioned 271. Tough out. Ground ball to third base. Not this time, though. Playing in, De Los Santos will make that play. Throw to first for the out. He was cheating in, maybe looking for something in the way of a bunt. Instead, Saeed swinging away, but the one hopper easily handled. That is by De Los Santos, so it's two men down. And here's Cooper Bowman. Cooper has singled and walked in this game. Singled to open the game and was picked off. And I don't know, maybe that was an omen. He walked and stole his 30th base of the year. In the third, takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Remember, had 18 steals when he was injured for the first time in mid-May. He was leading the league and was a perfect 18 for 18 on the base paths. Big swing and a miss. Boy, chased one down and away that time from Grimes. Count is 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Breeze now blowing straight away to center field, and it's kind of settled in. 8 to 10 miles an hour. Pitch from Grimes is down and away for a ball. It's one ball and two strikes. And two more home runs for the Sod Poodles in this ball game. When this game is over, they will have played 63 games at home, 63 on the road, pitched down and away, 2-2. So they've played an equal number of games, home and away. And if you don't believe me what I'm saying about this ballpark being a bandbox, San Antonio, Amarillo now with 180 home runs on the year. 125 of them are here. Bouncing ball foul and sound count that it is. Stays 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Cooper Bowman. It is a huge part of their offense, especially here. I was talking with the Carey brothers, the outstanding radio voices of the Sod Poodles, about that many times this week. Here's a hard hit ball, left side, base hit. Cooper Bowman ripped that ball to left. Now, Cooper's had a really good series. That was a terrific at bat. He got down 0-2, ran it 2-2, fouled one away anyway, and rips a base hit. So Cooper is 2-for-2 in this ballgame. He's 9-for-17 in the series, along with four bases on balls. So one on and two down, and Drew Swift will be the batter. Takes, called strike, outside half 0-1. Drew bounced out to third in the first inning and flew out to right field in the third. 0-for-2. Struggled a bit against the Sod Poodles in this series. 5-for-24. Sends a ball left side. Going knocked down by Cintron. Throws to first and didn't get him. But a wonderful play. And that boy, I correct myself, that's Duzenac. Boy, made a terrific play on the outfield grass and spun and almost threw blindly to first base. I'm going to watch this again. The replay. One hop line drive. Backhanded it. Turned and threw across the diamond. And boy, it was really close. I am thinking if that's a play in a major league game, that is probably whichever team didn't like the call might have contested it. So Drew with a base hit. He's hit now in 12 of 13 games and 21 of his last 23 games. Max Muncy is the batter. Two men on, but two men down. Max swings, line drive, center field, base hit. A back-to-back-to-back hit. Here comes a throw to home plate, but they'll cut that off. Cooper Bowman will score standing up. Max Muncy with a base hit. Well, Rockhounds not going gentle into that good afternoon with two men out in the inning. Consecutive singles from the top of the order. Bowman, Swift, and Muncy. And now the batter is Lázaro Armenteros with two men on and two men out. 7-3 the score. Well, Max Muncy continues to really swing the bat well. Mentioned Drew Swift's numbers. Max hits now in 8 of his last 9, 22 of his last 24 games as a hit. Lázaro takes. That's a called strike from Gramis. 0-1 the count. Lázaro, without an official trip to the plate, he has two walks, two runs, and a stolen base. Two on, two out. Gramis comes set. Pitch to Lázaro. Swings and misses. Boy, he had intent with that swing, and it's 0-2. Runners at first and second. Muncy and Swift. 0-2 count to Lázaro. Gramis with a pitch. Down and away. Checked his swing. They might have peeled that, but I don't think he went. Count is one ball and two strikes. So a 7-3 ball game, top of the fifth. Gramis, right-hander, comes set. Leans forward to the waist now. Comes set and delivers and missed down and away. And the count goes 2-2. Cameron Nastroman on deck. There are two down. All of this coming with two outs. Gramis set. Lázaro waits. 2-2 pitch. Got him, man. He knew it. Walking away. Absolutely froze him on the inside corner with a called third strike. So the Rockhounds get a run on three base hits. No errors, but they'll leave a couple of men on base. So that puts our Village Car Wash score at 7-3 with Amarillo on top. Going to keep this here. Need to wrap up some trivia that I let drift into the sunshiny afternoon. and 100 or so on the thermometer. One says a little higher, one says a little lower, but triple digits here this afternoon. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. Mention K. Connie Mack got his first ever managerial win on this date. He went on to win 3,731. The last of 4,191. And for a long time, that was the record. On this date, in 1928, as a pinch hitter, Ty Cobb, you've heard of him, got his last base hit. 4,191. He remained the all-time leader, of course, for some 57 years until Pete Rose surpassed him. But Ty Cobb got his last base hit on this date. Connie Mack, his first managerial win. And the all-time career home run leader in professional baseball hit number 756 on this date. No, nobody from around here. He went on to hit 868. He was a remarkable hitter, and I'm sure there is video on him. It wasn't the dark ages. That was 1977. Played in Japan. Remarkable hitter. Sadaharu Oh. It is 756th. Yep, again, all time. And went on to hit 868 in Japan's major leagues. Played 22 seasons with the Yomiuri Giants. Yeah, Google him. He had an interesting hitting style, and man, he could bash the baseball. The all-time home run leader in professional baseball is Sadaharu Oh. And he became the all-time leader on this date. Now we go to the bottom half of the fifth, and a first pitch swing, and A.J. Vukovic chops one foul at the plate. Count is 0-1. As David Leal goes back, 7-3 ball game. Hounds will get the bullpen going. Tyler Baum is going to start to loosen. Pitch from David swung on and missed. Vukovic way out in front of it. And that Monday off day has really changed the way managers and pitching coaches can look at bullpen usage. No more of those long, long stretches. Of course, quite often had 10, 12 days or so continuous. Ground ball to short on. Muncy booted it. That won't happen very often, but Max Muncy with a misplay. And so the first error of this ball game goes against a very sure-handed defender, but that time Max just bobbled it, and Vukovic is on base. Here is Seth Beer. He has walked and scored, double driving in a run and scored. So he continues to just be a monster in this series. Left-handed hitter against the left-hander, Leal. David delivers up high. Wow, is that called strike? Boy, called strike. Boy, that really looked up from here. And again, that's about the only thing we can judge from this vantage point. 0-1 the count. Vukovic takes the lead. Leal's pitch swung on, popped high in the air, but foul. That'll get well out of play. Heading toward where? The concourse? Yep, big high bounce. And that'll rattle around. Down on that left field corner, entrance way to the ballpark. 0-2 count. One on and nobody down. Errors, of course, going to happen. Throw to first base, Vukovic back. But it's one of the things that's really magnified when you play here is that you don't want to give this team any extra outs, any additional advantage in a ballpark where things can really get cranked up offensively. Stretch by Leal. Runner goes. Pitch is taken. Here's the throw by Susak, and that's on the money. They got it. Boy, Daniel Susak, good, strong, low throw. Glove by Max Muncy, so the error is wiped away on the caught stealing. 2-6. One man down and a 1-2 count to Seth Beer. Boy, strong throw by Susak. Well, he was a high school quarterback. Good catch and tag, too, by Max. Throw a little bit on the shortstop side of the bag, but made the play, and out was Vukovic. Pitch misses to Seth Beer. Count 2-2. Bottom of the fifth inning, 7-3 Amarillo. Davison De Los Santos will be next here in the fifth. Lyle's pitch, swing and a miss. Got Beer out in front, and he's out on strikes. So a very hot hitter is retired. Two men are down. And the batter will be Davison De Los Santos. One for two with a single and a run scored. And here comes Bobby now out of the bullpen. And again, pitches more than innings. And yep, going to go to Tyler Baum here. So David Leal, boy, the first batter he faced. Difference in this game. Came in with two men on and two men out in the third inning. Got behind Nathan Castillo, 2-0, and Castillo drilled a three-run home run to left field. David will depart the game here with nobody on base. So he will go two innings combined. Gave up two base hits, one run it was earned, and again, that was the three-run home run. It brought in two inherited runners and one run of his own. No walks and two strikeouts. That swing by Castillo, largely the difference in the game, not entirely, but really the difference in the game is four runs, and that's how many runs Amarillo has scored by way of the home run in this game. And again, that's just good old Hodgetown stuff working there. Only one other game going on in the afternoon today. That's at Wichita. San Antonio and the Wind Surge are tied 3-3 in the seventh inning. Wichita leading the North Division. Pretty solid lead, and boy, not a lot of head-to-head remaining in the North Division race. Wichita leads Springfield by three games, Northwest Arkansas by 3.5. That half game will go away. Northwest Arkansas and Arkansas were rained out early in the second half, so they're going to make that up in one of the last two series of the season. Can't think of when they go head-to-head, but when they do, they'll make that game up, so the half game will go away. But it's 3 over Springfield, 3.5 over Northwest Arkansas. Arkansas 7.5 back, and Tulsa 9 out. They're the best two teams in the league for a whole big bunch of this season, Arkansas and Tulsa. They've both fallen on hard times of late. Davison De Los Santos faces Tyler Baum. Delivers up and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes from the Rockhounds right-hander. Tyler out of the bullpen here in the fifth inning with the bases empty and two men down. Swing and a puck foul out of play, I think. Daniel Susak giving a look. Yep, that'll find its way over to the roof and out of play. So a one ball, one strike count to the Amarillo third baseman. Nathan Castillo again would be next. Tyler's pitch. Ball hit into right center field on the move, sliding up. McCammon can't make the play, knocked it down. Coming for second. Throw is close. Did they get him? Nope, safe. Hustle double. Davison De Los Santos. Ball hit into right field. Cameron Nasterman moving to his right into right center field. Made a sliding effort at the ball. Didn't make the catch, knocked it down. De Los Santos turned for second. Cameron, pretty good throw, and he almost got him, but double to right center field for De Los Santos. So a runner in scoring position with two men down. And the batter will be Nathan Castillo, and again, his three-run home run, really the big swing of the bat in this game. Sod Poodle's two home runs came in the third. Camden Dusenak led it off, and Castillo capped it with a solo and three-run home run, respectively. Pitch low and away for a ball, 1-0. And it is a four-run game, and Sod Poodle scoring four times on the home run. Baum's pitch down and away from the right-hander. Two balls and no strikes to count. Tyler Baum out of the Rockhounds bullpen. His 11th appearance. A 3.38 earned run average. Delivery off check swing, really fooled in two balls, one strike. Tyler just very solid numbers right across the board. 13 and a third innings, that's the 13th hit he's given up, the double by De Los Santos. Six walks, 20 strikeouts. So a 3-1 ratio and change. Tom's pitch. Just down and away, appeal, and did not go. 3-1 the count. Rockhounds, of course, trying to scramble back into this ball game, but the pressure, too, you have to remember, is on the Rockhounds bullpen. Really can't allow much more. They have any kind of a chance to get back in the game, pitch up and in. That's ball four, so a double and a walk. And just told you, Tyler doesn't walk very many guys. Now here's Juan Centeno. Doubled the center field, driving in two runs in the second. Flew out to center his last time up. And had the game-deciding swing in last night's ball game, a two-run single to put Amarillo up 5-4. Centeno, left-handed hitter. RBIs were his 19th and 20th. Pitch from Baum. Maybe up and in. One ball, no strikes. Tyler, second rounder out of North Carolina. Drafted by the A's in 2019. Pitch swung on, lifted high, and foul out of play. Now goes ball and a strike. Opening this year with Lansing. Terrific out of the Lugnuts bullpen. He was Lansing's closer. Saved 11 out of 12 opportunities at a sub-2 ERA. Pitched down low for a ball. 1-1. They get a 2-1 count now to Centeno. 1.72 to be precise. I kid about this often, but yeah, Midwest League batters probably got together through a party when he got promoted. 15 hits in 31 and a third. 14 walks, 37 strikeouts. Delivery, that is lined in the left center field. A base hit, that's going to score a run. Going to be first and third. So, boy, again, Rockhounds got a run back for the Sod Poodles come back, and they get the run back. De Los Santos scores. Centeno has really swung the bat really well in this series. Again, had the big swing of the bat last night, and here's a just a shot in the left center field. So Centeno makes this an 8-3 ball game. Runners at first and third. The conversation now, infield and battery, the seven-man meeting on the mound. But just that quickly, Amarillo rallies right back. And has got within four at 7-3. And now 8-3 and still first and third for Giancarlos Cintrone, 0-2, and this one is the right-hand hitting shortstop. Checkney, second baseman, I beg your pardon. Plays both middle infield positions, does Giancarlos. Runners at the corners, pitch by Baum. Check swing, they appeal. Yeah, he went, not much question about that, but upon appeal, it is granted. It's 0-1 to Cintrone. Top of the order, Camden Dusenak would be next. Runner bluffs at first base. Boy, and the pitch to the backstop and breaking for the plate and scoring is Nathy Castillo. And it is 9-3 on the wild pitch. Down to second goes Centeno. So the Sod Poodles have gotten the run that the Hounds got. They have gotten that one back and added one. 1-1 count to Cintrone. Another runner in scoring position. Mentioned Giancarlos, who has been on the injured list most of the season. Swings and chops one to third. Drew Swift is there, sets up, throws, and got him. And the inning is over, but not before the Sod Poodles had a couple. No, it's two runs on two base hits, a walk. There was an error in the inning that did not factor into the scoring. And one man left on base. So we go to the top half of the sixth. Give you totals on this game in just a couple of moments. After five, Village Car Wash score in Amarillo. Sod Poodles 9, Rockdowns 3.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, mmm. Melty cheese, I mean, who would say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please.
I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger, just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Sod Poodles closing in on this one. It is a 9-3 ball game. As we go to the top half of the sixth, Connor Grammis will go back to the mound and check the numbers on the board. Rockhounds, 3 runs on 5 hits, 1 error. The error did no damage. 3-5-1. And Amarillo, 9-9-0. 9 runs on 9 base hits, no errors. A couple of home runs have accounted for 4 runs. 3-run home run by Nathy Castillo, still the game's biggest swing of the bat. Juan Centeno has driven in 3 runs in this game for Amarillo as well from the 8th spot. Cameron Masterman leads it off. First pitch swing, ground ball to shortstop. Handled by Dusenak. Throws a little high, but in time and staying on the bag is Seth Beer. One pitch, one swing. Ground out to shortstop. One away. And here's Daniel Susak. 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Would think he has made a very solid debut at the AA level for Daniel Susak. Struck out in the second, RBI single in the fourth. Takes, it's right down the middle, called strike 0-1. No balls and one strike. Shane McGuire waiting on deck here in the sixth inning. Hounds led 1-0, but that did not last long. Pitch, boy, called strike one. Getting picked on now. Daniel, I think, asked about that call. Again, he's the Hounds catcher, so might get that much latitude, I would think. 0-2 count. Right-handed hitter. Pitch swung on, looped in the air out toward first and given way to the second baseman. Cintura makes a little basket catch coming right at us. Play was made right on the edge of the outfield grass in right field. And Cintura actually just absolutely running right at this broadcast location. If he had kept going, he could have climbed the steps of the stadium and knocked me right out of my chair. Not a bad idea. Give you an idea of our vantage point here in Amarillo. So two men down as Susak pops out, and here is Shane McGuire. Shane, left-handed hitter, 0-for-2 in this game. He has struck out and flown out to left. That turned into a double play. Rockhounds trying to score a run in the fourth inning. It's inside for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes, but Cameron Masterman was thrown out at the plate. And just trying to get a little something going. That was in the fourth. Hounds had scored 1 run, were denied a second. Pitch down and into Shane for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Didn't mention his pitching prowess. He's made 3 appearances on the mound now for the Rockhounds as Shane McGuire. Pitch. That'll just miss ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. And he is 0-1, but again, that was in the extra innings game at Frisco. Gave up a double. He's 0-1 with a 0 ERA. Pitch down and in, ball 4. Another base on balls for Shane McGuire. Well, he adds a little bit to one of my favorite sets of numbers currently. Shane in his last 14 games on base in 12 out of 14 now. And he'll be hitting about .265. On base percentage will be right about .440. Pitch here, missing to Caden Trinkel for ball 1. 1 ball, no strikes. And Shane just 2 for his last 22, but the on base percentage right about .375. He's hitting under 100, but a .375 on-base percentage. That's a 10th walk he's drawn in his last 8 games Ball two here to Caden. Two balls, no strikes. Pound center fielder has bounced out to third and flown to left field. Caden to 254 coming in. And a very solid series. Takes up and in ball three. So Ramos now going to get a visit from Juan Centeno. Seven in a row out of the zone. And with a 9-3 lead, of course, just want to throw strikes and keep things moving. Caden Trankel, left-handed hitter. Last 19 ball games, so even with today, hitting right about 300. And overall, 254, so last two or three weeks, actually more like 3 weeks, really bumping that average up. Here's a called strike, and the count goes 3-1. One on with two men down. Shane McGuire, the base runner, 9-3 Amarillo. The top of the sixth inning. Grabs his pitch, ground ball right side, and it is snared by Cintron. Throws to first and got him. Giancarlo Cintron absolutely picked Caden Trinkle's pocket. Made a terrific play, diving to his left on the edge of the outfield grass. He snared that ball in the webbing of the glove and throws to first for a terrific out. That is a tremendous defensive play. We'll go to the bottom half of the sixth. Village Car Wash score of our game. Amarillo 9, Rockhounds 3.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to Astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
To the bottom half of the sixth inning we go. Tatterbaum back to the mound. He will taste the top of the order. In the sixth inning, Camden Dusenak, Tim Tawa, and Caleb Roberts. Stevie Emanuels is warming for the Rockdown, so Baum undoubtedly is more pitches than it is innings. Tyler giving up a couple of runs in the fifth. And he faces Camden Dusenak, 1-for-3, but the one was a solo home run. Takes down and away for ball one, a ball and no strikes. Well, the cloud count, I think, is still for the last four games. I think the cloud count is still zero. I haven't seen a cloud for 4 days. Pitch down and away for a ball. It's 2-0. Out of the ballpark anyway. 2-0 to Dusenak in the sixth inning. So Liam Norris is warming in the bullpen, we are told, for Amarillo. Pitch drops to the dirt. That's ball three, 3-0. Mentioned only two games going on in the Texas League this afternoon. Frisco plays Corpus Christi tonight. Frisco still has a six-game series with the Sod Poodles. Ball four, so Tyler Baum, again, does not usually walk a lot of guys. Has a couple of walks in this ball game. Here's Tim Tawa. Tawa 2-for-3 with a double and a run scored, a single and a steal. And Amarillo certainly with pretty strong hold on the Texas League second half. They apparently will lead the Rockhounds by four. Frisco would be 4.5 games out. Tim Tawa takes a called strike. Now the Rough Riders would really need a win against Corpus Christi tonight to stay within four. Runner goes, pitch is taken down and away, and no throw ball popped right out of the hand of Daniel Susak. So the count is 1-1. And Dusenak steals his fourth base in 9 attempts. One on and nobody down, and a 1-1 count to Tawa. Again, for Frisco, the one thing they have, of course, it's coming here, but they do close the season with the Sod Poodles in this ballpark. Pitcher called strike 1-2. Frisco plays Northwest Arkansas next week. Northwest Arkansas, of course, chasing Wichita. 1-2, Tawa the batter. Tim, a right-handed hitter at 255, has some power. Takes one. That one skips to the dirt. Daniel Susak makes a good block. Count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. And we're going to have another mound visit here with the battery in the infield. So one more time, 7 guys coming to the mound. A Sound Broadband road to the show. This is really kind of cool. It goes back a long way, but it involves a franchise alum, one of the most popular players of the Cubs era, and the very early Cubs era, the very first couple of teams, and Cardinal Hall of Famer and Cooperstown, of course, Hall of Famer Bob Gibson, the great Bob Gibson, gave up a grand slam home run to the next-to-last batter he would ever face. It was on this date, 1975. And the guy who hit the grand slam was a former Midland Cub. 2-2 pitch, down and away for a ball. And this is all old stuff, I will grant you. The kid's name was Pete LeCocq, and he was remarkably popular. And his dad was a TV star. Pitch, boy, that just missed. My goodness, ball 4. So 2 on, nobody down, and the batter is Caleb Roberts. There was a show called Hollywood Squares, the original version of it, and the host of that show, here comes Bobby, so that's going to be it. So Tyler Baum really struggled in this game, and that has been unusual for Tyler. Very unusual. He'll go just 1/3 of an inning. Not the final out of the fifth. Does not get an out here. Gave up 2 base hits, 2 runs, both earned. He's responsible for both men on base here, and he walked 3. Did not strike out a batter and threw a wild pitch on which a run scored. So right-hander Stevie Emanuels will come on. Emanuels comes on with first and second, and nobody down in the last of the sixth, and already a 9-3 Amarillo lead. So 2 men on base for Stevie Emanuels. Well, the television show Hollywood Squares, which was very popular, ran for a long time. I think it went through probably a second or third incarnation. But the first host of that show was a guy named Peter Marshall. And his son was Pete LeCocq, and Pete played for the Midland Cubs in the first couple of seasons of our franchise's history, in fact. And the former Midland Cub, Pete LeCocq, was the next-to-last batter to ever face Bob Gibson, and he hit a grand slam home run against him. There was a story, and there are some who say it was true. There are some who say, no, it did not happen. But the story goes that years later, the two met in an old-timers game of some sort, Bob Gibson and Pete LeCocq, and Gibby, remembering that the time the young hitter had taken him deep for a grand slam, threw at him in the old-timers game. Never been able to confirm that. I think it's pretty cool. Pop-up off the bat of Caleb Roberts, but he'll get out of play. Clanks off the roof, big gentle hop, and that'll find his way down to the concourse. Cubs were the parent team of this franchise from 1972 through 1984. And the Angels from 85 through 98. Pitch down and away for ball one, 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 on, nobody down in the Amarillo sixth inning. Well, it did not occur to me until just a couple of moments ago This ball game has taken a while. There have been a lot of pitches thrown. That's an observation, not a complaint. Delivery way up high for a ball. Two balls and one strike. Again, these two teams played a game in which Amarillo won 10-0 two nights ago, and the game took an hour and 56 minutes. 10 runs. A swing, and that's a well-hit ball in the gap to left center field and over the head of Saheed Valenzuela. That ball bobbles around. That's going to score them both. Throw to the plate. Not going to have a chance. Two-run double. Caleb Roberts, and it is all Amarillo. It's 11-3. Well, Saheed scrambled to try to make that play, and the ball eluded him. And Caden Trinkle came over from center field as well, but by the time they could corral that ball, pretty clear it was going to score both runs. So Caleb Roberts with a double in the gap to left center field. He's hit both inherited runners score for Stevie Emanuels. And boy, that's going to be four runs in a third of an inning for Tyler Baum. And that good ERA is going to take a pop in the chops. A.J. Vukovic takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. Just for relief pitchers, you have a rough outing, of course. They don't have as many innings as starters do, so ERA can fluctuate. It's a swing and a miss. Vukovic chases one down, and it's 0-2. Runner in scoring position, nobody out. 0-2 to Vukovic. Pitch, boy, just missed, and the count goes 1-2. So it is pretty much all sod poodles. 11-3 ball game. Vukovic 0-3. Reached on an error and was caught trying to steal. Just swing and a miss. That's his third strikeout of the game. His 131st of the season. That's a high total. So one down in the inning. Stevie Emanuels comes back and gets Vukovic. Here's Seth Beer. Walked and scored in the second. RBI double in the third. And again came around to score. And struck out his last time. Caleb Roberts, good base runner, takes the lead. Emanuels pitch down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Emanuels' delivery is bounced foul. And that'll kick over toward the Amarillo dugout on the third base side. Yeah, I think that got Seth in the foot a little bit, so you're going to walk that off. At least take a moment. One ball and one strike. Well, again, two more walks coming around, turning into runs. This game, Rockhounds turned walks into runs a couple of times. Swinging, that ball is hit into right field on the move. Cameron Nesterman makes the catch toward the line, nicely handled. Seth Beer flying out to right field. Two men down in the inning. And the batter is Davison De Los Santos. He has a single, a double, and he scored both times. Struck out his first time up. De Los Santos, right-handed hitter. Diamondbacks really like this kid. Question is, where would he play defensively at the major league level? But guy's doing everything timeout called here. He's hitting 253, 17 home runs, 55 driven in. Now, the power numbers you have to take, as I'm sure the Diamondbacks do. They've got, of course, those folks know what they're doing. And you take the power numbers with a bit of a grain of salt. Pitch misses here, 1-0, given the ballpark. But he's hitting 253 with 17 home runs, 55 driven in at age 20. Swings and sends a ball to deep left field. He's done it again. That's going to get out of here. That's a line drive, two-run home run. Kid is really, really strong. Yeah, the Santos line drive home run. Probably a double in most ballparks, but he really hit that hard. So De Los Santos adds two more to the damage, and it's 13-3 and a line drive home run out. Again, this ballpark about 20 feet more shallow in left center and in the power alley in left center. So to almost straightaway left and certainly left center field, this is a very shallow ballpark. So that one might have been a double in a lot of parks, but again, really hard hit. De Los Santos, tremendous pop. Now Nathan Castillo, he's had himself a ball game, takes a called strike here. It's 0-1. De Los Santos, by the way, is now a triple away from the cycle. Castillo walked and scored in the second, three-run home run in the third, walked and scored in the fifth. Takes here, and the count goes 1-1, so he's 1-for-1 with a three-run home run, three runs scored, three driven in. Mitch Emanuels is fouled back, and the count goes 1-2, so Stevie Emanuels, first time he's been treated rudely, really, since joining the Rockhounds. Had a zero ERA coming in, but that will now get bumped up. Tyler Baum's ERA is going to be bumped up a bunch. 1-2 to Castillo. Juan Centeno on deck. There are two men down in the inning. But a four-run inning. Two-run double Caleb Roberts. Two-run home run Davison De Los Santos. Pitch down and away for a ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. It's interesting. Castillo just did the old-fashioned ask for time. Pitch down and away for a ball. As he stepped in, he extended his right hand back to the home plate umpire. We guys used to do that all the time, of course. I'm not ready yet. You have to ask this for time, and it is has to be granted by the umpire. And, of course, you only do that at one time in that AB. He's doing it old-fashioned style there. Takes a called third strike of the knees. I think he thought he had a walk, but instead the inning is over. But it is a four-run inning for the Sod Poodles, and they are in complete command now. We'll go to the top half of the seventh inning. And Hodgetown, boy, bundle of home runs and a big lead for the Sod Poodles. Village Car Wash score through six complete. Sod Poodles 13 and the Rockhounds 3.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Liam Norris is next up out of the Amarillo bullpen. Went two innings for Robbie Vizcaino, two innings for Will Mabry, and two for Connor Grammis. Gave up one run on three hits, one walk, one strikeout. And Liam Norris, left-hander, now is on, and he will face Saeed Valenzuela, batting from the right side. Top of the seventh, pitch way up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. In the pitch clock era, it's been interesting to see time of game. Pitches are called strike here. It's 1-1. There's been a lot of pitches thrown in this game. It's a 105 start, so we're, 2:15 into this game already. Just going to the top of the seventh. Swinging a shot. Right side base hit for Saheed. Boy, a really good story continues. Guy who was just kind of here to fill a spot last year. And when this season began, he was getting a little more playing time. And we said it's probably been a month and a half ago now that Saheed just appeared to be coming a really tough out. And he really has. His last 36 games, he is a 300 hitter. Pitch swung on and fouled away off Cooper Bowman's bat. Cooper two for two. Two singles, a walk, a run, a stolen base was, again, maybe just an omen. Singled starting the game and was picked off first base. Bang, bang, call. Delivery here, a breaking pitch and a called strike. Quick 0-2 count here to Cooper. Jaciel De La Cruz warming for the Rockhounds in the bullpen. 13-3 Amarillo. One on, nobody down here in the seventh, an 0-2 count. Cooper swings and misses out on strikes this time. Chase the fastball up. Good mix of pitches for Liam Norris. And one man down in the inning with a runner on. And here's Drew Swift, 1-for-3 infield single despite a sensational effort by Camden Dusenak. Long, long set this time. Now the delivery, breaking pitch. Boy, just missed outside. One ball, no strikes to Drew. Max Muncy on deck. Drew Swift at 275 coming into the ball game. Stretch and pitch. And Liam Norris delivers up high for a ball. It's two balls, no strikes. Saheed, pretty good lead off first. Norris delivers, and that's outside, and that's ball three. Well, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Norris, he strikes out Cooper Bowman on three pitches, and that goes 3-0 on Drew Swift. Left-hander with a leg kick, and his pitch on the way, and that is inside, and that's ball four. So three-pitch strikeout, four-pitch walk. Baseball is goofy. Two men on as Saheed will go to second. Here is Max Muncy. Max 1-for-3. Mentioned his first double-A season, and Max comes into this game at 299. He's 1-for-3 in this game, so it should put him, I would think he would be at 300. The up-to-date says still 299. That's interesting. Swings and fouls it back. Count is 0-1. So I'm guessing he must have been at 2985 something. Yeah, I would guess the A's really pleased with what they've seen here. Of course, I jinxed him there, didn't I? Swing and a miss, 0-2, of course. Broadcaster's jinx. He had a sensational month of August, hit 356 in August. And about 331 over his last 32 games. And takes, and that pitch just missed, and I am relieved because otherwise that would have been a broadcaster jinx strikeout, so we'll lay off the stuff here. Let's let Max do the at-bat. 1-2 count, two men on and one man down. Seventh inning, 13-3 Amarillo. Delivery swung on and missed. Got him with a good breaking pitch. So 1-for-4, RBI, a couple of strikeouts for Max. Strikeout total has been somewhat high, but again, I think a really solid It's into Double A, and that was a nasty breaking pitch from Liam Norris. Lázaro Armenteros, the batter, he's 0 for 1 with two runs scored, a stolen base. Walked his first two times up, scored both times. Lázaro takes way up high. And the count is one ball and no strikes. Liam Norris, a little tug on the rosin bag. Norris, a third rounder, is drafted out of high school in 2020 in Cary, North Carolina. Left-hander with a pitch, just missed for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. He's only 22 years of age. Well, he's gotten the tour of the D-back system this season. California League, Northwest League, now Texas League. Both double A stops and now, or both single A and now up to double A. Pitch outside, ball three, 3-0. Well, a base hit, a three-pitch strikeout, a four-pitch walk, a four-pitch strikeout, and now a 3-0 count. Over to Lázaro, and he will take all the way, and that's ball four, so they're loaded up. Two strikeouts, two walks, and a base hit. Both of the walks coming on four pitches each. And now Cameron Masterman. Visit to the mound from Tom Gorzolani. Liam Norris opening the season in the Cal League with Visalia. Then up to Hillsboro, Oregon, the Hillsboro Hops of the Advanced A Northwest League. He had a 2.5 ERA in 15 games there. And has not had much success. Rockhounds roughed him up a bit his first time. He's made two appearances with the D-backs, or with the AA affiliate of the D-backs. The Sod Poodles with a 27 ERA. Now, again, that's one and a third, four hits, five runs, four earned. So this jump has been tough. And Tom Gorzolani out with some words of wisdom. Base hit, strikeout, walk, strikeout, walk. So bases loaded, two men down in the seventh. And Cameron Masterman will be the batter. Get a left-hander up and throwing for Amarillo. Left-hander Norris delivers down to the dirt for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Cameron on the day is 0 for 2. A strikeout, a walk, and a bounce out to shortstop. Pitch fires it right down the middle. Fastball at 91 for a called strike. One ball and one strike. Cameron to 287. Delivery of breaking pitch. Boy, that got there. Called strike two. One ball and two strikes. 287, very solid. He has struggled a bit last nine games. Just 4 for 31 coming in. Takes, and that's up high for a ball, 2 and 2. Bases are full with two men down. Rockhounds 10 runs back. Breaking pitch, hit in the air, center field, and going back, reaching up, making the catch is Vukovic, edge of the track, inning over. Vukovic just gliding to that ball, made the catch on the edge of the track, deep center field, well hit ball, but runs out of steam. And so do the Rockhounds here in the seventh inning. No runs on the hit, couple of bases on balls, and three men are left on. So to the bottom of the seventh we go, a little non-Googleable coming up for you, and after 6.5 at Take Me Out to the Ball Game time, our Village Car Wash score of the ball game now reads Amarillo 13 and the Rockhounds 3.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
the seventh inning stretch, and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Jaciel De La Cruz on the pitch, one inning for Stevie Emanuels, and in this game he gives up two hits, two runs. They are both earned. No walks and two strikeouts. And Jaciel will get the call. A little non-Googleable trivia for you from our friends at Bud Light. And this is a now kind of thing, including last night. And in the weeks, just the last few weeks, this batter has passed Alex Rodriguez, Tony Gwynn, Robin Yount, and a guy named Paul Wehner. Now, that goes way back. His nickname was Big Poison. He was one of the terrific hitters, I want to say 30s and 40s, and I'm probably wrong on that, but Paul Wehner was called Big Poison. And this guy just passed all of those guys on the all-time hit list. Juan Centeno stands in, first pitch swing. What a looper! Duck snort in the left field. Oh, man, that's almost cruel and unusual punishment. De La Cruz made a good pitch. Centeno just went down and got it and just sent a little duck snort into left field. Base hit leading off the inning. Three hits for Centeno and three runs batted into this game. And now here's Giancarlo Cintron. And yesterday, same guy passed George Brett on the all-time hit list. Called strike, it's 0-1. So, very recently has passed Alex Rodriguez, Tony Gwynn, these are great hitters, Robin Yount, and Paul Wehner, and yesterday, George Brett has passed them on the all-time list. He's now 17th. Roller to first base. McGuire makes play, goes to second base for one. Relay to first. Yes, sir, double flash. Hey, Say was off the bag. Boy, Jaciel got there, but the foot was off the bag. So Centeno out at second. Going to see if we get a second look at this. 3-6, and Max's throw. Jaciel was off the bag. First base umpire Steven Rios Jr. looking right at it. So fielder's choice for Cintron. 3-6 put out at second base. And here's Camden Dusenak. 1-for-3 with a home run. Also walked, stole a base, and scored. Takes high for a ball, 1-0. Well, he is in. And I think he has announced it, his last season. But he's 17th on the all-time list, and he could still catch two more pretty amazing guys. One for sure, and the other, I think, might be a reach. Bouncing ball, foul, 1-1. So who is he? And really, from everything you see and you hear, just a beloved player. It's a swing and a foul back. One ball, two strikes to Dusenak. Miguel Cabrera, Miggy, the Tigers, is now 17th all-time. He has 3,158 hits. The next two guys above him on the list at 16 and 15 all-time. Here's a bouncer toward third, up foul ball. Next two guys above him, Adrian Beltre, former Texas leaguer, by the way, and Cal Ripken, junior, of course. Adrian Beltre, one would think he will pass Adrian for sure. He's only eight hits behind him. Delivery swung on and punched, and that's in the left field, and that's a base hit. Two on and one man down. Base hit to left. Dusenak is up for the hit. Down to second base goes Cintron. Two on, one out, seventh inning, 13-3 Amarillo. Tim Tawa, the batter, 2-for-3. Struck out in the first inning against Ryan Cusick, but he doubled against Ryan in the third, later scored. Singled and stole a base in the fourth, walked and scored in the sixth. Base runners there lead. This ball is hit hard to left center field, and that's got a chance to do damage, and it will. It'll find the base of the wall in the gap in left center. Now we'll score a run, bring runners to second and third. Boy, Tawa just jumping all over that pitch. RBI double, gap to left center field. Tawa with his 72nd RBI of the season. He's been really productive. Cintron in to score with ease. Stopping at third is Duzanac. Boy, the ERAs are going to take pops and the chops all over the place here in Hodgetown. And again, Jaciel, you know, had a chance at a double play and didn't quite get his foot on the bag, making the play. Handling the throw from Max Muncy, delivers down and in. Ball one, one ball, no strikes to Caleb Roberts, 1-0. So it is 14-3. Bottom of the seventh inning. De La Cruz set, runners their leads. Pitch swung on and bounced foul. Wide of first base, one ball, one strike. Miguel Cabrera, again, 17th all-time in hits. Should almost certainly pass Adrian Beltre. That would put him 16th, of course. Cal Ripken Jr., 26 more hits to tie him. It's a pretty good bunch. Pitch, boy, just missed, I guess. Two balls and one strike to count. Sometimes tough to tell from here. The guy who could possibly get the number 15 all-time in hits, Miguel Cabrera, just a sensational hitter. Very much a baseball historian as well. Here's the 2-1 pitch, fouled straight back. Was reading a short piece on Miggy yesterday along with the article about him passing George Brett. And he knows about these guys, all of them. He would know about Paul Wehner, about the guy named Big Poison. That goes back a good number of years, way back. And Alex Rodriguez and Tony Gwynn, and Robin Yount, and, of course, George Brett. Here's a called third strike to Caleb Roberts. Two down in the inning. And the batter, A.J. Vukovic. One strikeout for Jaciel. Very cool. So he has a great appreciation, does Cabrera, for what he's accomplished. He had a great quote that said, if you had told me when I was just getting into Major League Baseball that I would be passing the likes of, and then he named the recent guys that he has passed on the list. He's very aware of that. Of course, not every player is, but even the great ones who accomplish so much, they don't always quite know maybe where they stand on different lists, but he really does and has an appreciation for it. Very cool. Miguel Cabrera. Swing, fly ball, left field, high and deep. It's going to get out of here. It's gone. Three-run home run, A.J. Vukovic. Well, he was 0-for-3 with over 4 with three strikeouts, but no longer as he drives the ball out of here. So that makes this a 17-3 ball game. In the score is Camden Duzanac. In the score is Tim Tawa. Well, Vukovic started this series again with a walk-off home run. And he adds a three-run homer here, and it is, boy, it is all over but the proverbial shouting, and I guess that would require me to shout, and I don't think I will do that. Ball strike to Seth Beer. It's 0-1. So a rough inning for Jaciel. He's given up 4 runs now. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back, and it's 0-2, 97 with a fastball. Hounds get the bullpen working again. Begin to warm. Looks like maybe Austin Briggs. Well, disappointing finish certainly for the Rockhounds in this series. Pitch up high for a ball, 1-2. They won games 2 and 3. Got within 2 games of the Sod Poodles, but now things have changed. There's a ball, and that's hitting the right center field, and that's a base hit. Nobody cut it off. It actually would be Caden Trinkle, the center fielder, so Beer with a base hit. 5 hits allowed now by Jaciel. Austin Briggs now beginning to warm. Hounds got within 1 game of Amarillo with that second win, the 11-0 shutout. came in two games back, lost the opener, and again, that was the walk-off home run after the Hounds had had the lead, and that is, I think, still is. This series now is coming to its conclusion. I think that's still the big one. Ground ball up middle, that's a base hit. So Davison De Los Santos for the four-hit game. Two men on, two men down. Boy, six hits. Jaciel, whose ERA was already very high. He is far, far more talented than his numbers will tell you. He's had a very frustrating season, battled some injuries along the way. Man, that ERA is going to balloon up even further. And now here is Nathan Castillo as Amarillo has batted around here in the seventh inning. Pitch down the middle, called strike 0-1. Yep, plenty of home runs. They have hit four of them in this game. A couple of three-run home runs, just swing and a miss. Castillo, who has one of those three-run home runs, swing and miss, 0-2. Castillo in the game, 1-for-2. Home run, a strikeout, two walks. Swings and sends one to third. Drew Swift will make that play. Going to come to first base, which is interesting because they were first and second. I think he could have gotten the force out on Seth Beer, but he throws the first and the inning will come to an end. So, Sod Poodles battle round in the seventh, and one of the Rocktown's hopes in this series have absolutely faded on an otherwise pretty glorious Sunday afternoon. We played seven in our Village Car Wash score of the game. Amarillo 17 and the Hounds 3.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Top half of the eighth inning. Left-hander Liam Norris going back to the mound in this one. And Amarillo is all over it on this Sunday afternoon. Sod Poodles 17 and the Rockhounds 3. Gosh, just for a moment, the computer didn't want to call up the line score. I just wanted to check that against my score sheet. So, unfortunately, now the computer will show us the line score. Rockhounds 3 runs on 6 hits, 1 error, 3, 6, and 1. Sod Poodles 17, 17, and 0. 17 runs on 17 hits, no errors. Bases on balls have been big all the way through in terms of scoring runs. Pitch missing to leadoff batter Daniel Susak. Swings hard hit ball, base hit right side. Boy, I like this. Never give up on it at bat. 17-3 in the eighth inning. You're not going to change the outcome, I wouldn't think, but good swing of the bat. Daniel has a pair of base hits in this game. He's 2-for-4, and they've both been opposite field line drive singles. He has an RBI in the game. So for the Hounds now, their seventh base hit. And Shane McGuire, the batter, 0-for-2 plus a walk. Well, and this is a come-from-behind win for Amarillo. Rockhounds led very early, 1-0. Shane takes ball one. Well, the Sod Poodles took command in this one with a 5-run third inning. Called strike, count evens up at 1-1. Took the lead on Juan Centeno's 2-run double in the second, then a 5-run third, and it was off and running from there. Pitch up high, count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Check me, Jake Rice is on. I'm sorry. Liam Norris out of the game. Jake Rice on in the eighth inning, swinging a foul straight back. So the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. It was totaling up Jaciel De La Cruz, and in snuck left-hander Jake Rice. You know, one inning for Liam Norris. Pitch swung on, that ball lined into left center field. That's a base hit all the way to the base of the wall. And down to third base comes Daniel Susak. So a double for Shane McGuire into the left center field gap. And again, I repeat, don't give up an at bat. No matter what the score might tell you. Put Shane at 1-for-3, and Daniel Susak's 2-for-4 in this ball game. So second and third, nobody out. And the batter will be Caden Trinkle. Ooh, and this pitch goes back to the backstop. But again, that's not a sure thing. Runners will hold. This ballpark has a very small amount of space. I would think easily the smallest in the league. It's not something that you actually think about in comparison going from stadium to stadium, but I would think it is probably the shortest distance between home plate and the screen behind it. Pitch swung on and missed. Caden chases one up out of the zone. 1-1 to count. One inning for Liam Norris. Gave up a base hit, but no runs. Walk two, struck out two, ground ball to first base, and that will bring home a run, and out is Trinkle. So three unassisted on the RBI bounce out. Both runners advance. Daniel Susak coming across to score. And for Caden, that'll be his 14th RBI of this season, with the Hounds, that is. So a couple of base hits, one run at this point, and here is Saeed Valenzuela. 1-for-2 with a walk, a bounce out, and a single. Switch hitter batting from the right side against Jake Rice. Called strike in the outside corner, 0-1. Rice comes set, runner at third, one man down. Infield, of course, is back, 17-4 is the score. Pitch foul back, 0-2. Jake Rice, 37th appearance, a 7.93 earned run average. Bases on balls have really been the issue. Ironically, guy's got a nearly 8 ERA. He is 3-for-3 in saves. Swinging a pop-up. Right side giving a look. And anybody going to get there? And that ball drops. Boy, that almost came back fair. Saeed didn't run on that. That ball bounced just off. And I mean just off the foul line down the right field side. Well, I didn't notice it before. I paused there because Giancarlo Cintron lost his cap on that play. Again, just from where we are, he is playing second base. He has got a head of hair. And he could be in a 70s band. He has swing and a miss since Saeed out on strikes. That hadn't happened a whole lot. He is out on strikes. Two men are out in the inning. Top of the order now, Cooper Bowman. Giancarlo Cintron has just the long straight hair going down the back. Again, I played music in the 70s, and I remember that stuff. Man, he's got it working. Here's Cooper Bowman. Picks up high for a ball. 1-ball, no strikes. Austin Briggs will pitch the eighth inning, it appears, for the Hounds. Begins to warm again. Pitch down and away from Rice for ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. And Jake, really interesting numbers. ERA of about 8, yet he has closed 3 games in 3 opportunities. Pitch swung on and sent down the left field side, but foul into the Amarillo bullpen. 2 balls and 1 strike. Rice has given up just 29 hits and 36 in the third, but 31 walks against 53 strikeouts. So opposition hitting 215 against him, and his ERA is almost 8. Cooper swings, fly ball center field. Vukovich there. He's got it. So it is one run and a couple of base hits, no errors, and one man left on. And Austin Briggs gets the call from the bullpen. I bet he's thrilled about that. My goodness, in this ball game. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning. We're in Amarillo, and it is Sod Poodles in control. Village Car Wash score of our game, Amarillo 17, Rockhounds 4.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Austin Briggs to the mound for the bottom half of the eighth. And then Mother Nature is almost adding a little insult to injury. Pitch misses the Centeno for ball one. One Centeno, then Giancarlo Cintron. And back up top for Camden Dusenak. Wind has really picked up and is blowing straight out. Line drive, base hit. Into right center, over to cut it off is Cameron Masterman. Boy, Centeno, a four-hit game, including a two-run double. And it's 17-4, but Centeno, for the second consecutive game, has the base hit that has given Amarillo the lead for good, or so it would appear. I think that's pretty obvious at this point. Did so last night on a base hit that made it a 5-4 game. Giancarlo Cintron takes up an in for ball one. An activity now in the Amarillo bullpen for the ninth inning. Cintron fouls it back, 1-1. Hounds will be four games back with 12 games remaining. Big swing and a miss. Cintron comes up empty as Briggs fired a fastball at 94. And best way to really put perspective on that, or I think a good way of doing it, if the Hounds go 10-2 the rest of the way, Amarillo would only have to go 6-6. So this is just a huge swing this afternoon. Hounds will depart either two or four games out, and it's going to be four. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 1-2. Interesting ball club, man. That team, we'll see if they can put any pressure on from here, but to be in it, with 13 games to go, I think with this, just the way things have unfolded in the second half, really pretty impressive. Two balls, two strikes as Austin misses down the way. Cintron waits from the right side, swings, punches it, and a base hit into right field. So two base hits here to start this bottom half of the eighth inning. Good piece of hitting there by Cintron. Again, he's hitting under 200 at this point, but again, he's just trying to get back to 100% physically. He's been on the IL much of the year. Started to say it earlier when he was coming up back off the injured list. Spent some time in the Single A California League and was serving as a part-time hitting coach. That's how good a hitter this guy is. Pitch to Camden Dusenak, misses for ball one. Dusenak, two for four. He scored three runs, has a walk, a stolen base, solo home run along the way. Takes down low for a ball, two balls, no strikes. That five-run third inning really put Amarillo in very solid control at 7-1. Brown's got a run in the fourth, made it 7-2, but that's as close as they've been able to come. Got within four runs. Here's a bouncer to first base. Handled by McGuire, goes to second for one. Won't get the relay. Austin Briggs covering the bag. Out at second is Cintron. 3-6 goes to put out. And advancing to third base on the play is Centeno. And here is Tim Tawa. Tawa's had a terrific ball game. He has singled, doubled twice. He scored three, driven in a run, drawn a walk. Duzenak takes the lead off first base. Tapper right back to the mound. Briggs goes second base for one. Pivot, turn, throw, double play. Nicely handled. Cooper Bowman, I believe, made that turn. Yes, he did. So that was nicely done. 1-4-3. Austin Briggs helps his own cause. Starting the double play. So we'll go to the top half of the ninth inning. And it is... Well, it's never good when you need 13 runs to keep the game going, but that's what the Rockdowns need. So we'll go to the top half of the ninth. Village Car Wash score. Amarillo 17, Rockdowns 4.
Ford dealers and the Midland Rockdowns know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhouse. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
To the top half of the ninth we go. It'll be Lister Sosa who will come on to pitch. Sosa, right-hander. And he will face 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Drew Swift will lead it off. Max Muncy and Lazaro to follow. Swing and a miss, 0-1. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Lister Sosa. Sosa 6-4, 2-0-8. Out of La Vega in the Dominican Republic. Delivers and, boy, got the outside corner, called strike two. Drew Swift 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Rashad Poodles with a run and hide ball game in this one. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count is 1-2. Land in the little sunshine all day. Somewhere between 100 and 102 on the thermometer pitch. Up high for a ball, 2-2. So, two things starting Tuesday. Rockhounds need to win a ton of baseball games to put any kind of pressure on Amarillo following this series, but great stuff coming up at Momentum Bank Ballpark. One more time around. Pitch down and in for a ball, 3-2. starts with a two-for-one ticket Tuesday, of course. Compliments of Baskin Robbins. Half-price hot dogs coming up on Wednesday. Thanks to Focused Care of West Texas. Thursday, cap night, and Saturday fireworks for the weekend pitch up. And then Drew will draw a walk, so that's the last thing Sosa wanted to do. Got ahead of Swift 0-2 and then threw four out of the zone. Cap night, by the way, will be on Friday, of course. And 1 week from today, wrap this homestand and the home season up with a family day. Rockhounds will travel to Wichita, Kansas to finish the regular season against the North Division leading Wind Surge. That's a revitalized team in the second half. Max Muncy takes one away for a ball, 1-0. San Antonio will be the opposition. Delivery is swung on and missed. They just uncoupled a microphone they allow us to use downstairs. They just unplugged that. There we go, with no warning. Thank you, guys. I will kid the brothers Carey about that later. Pitch misses, two balls and one strike, 2-1 the count. I really kind of thought that was all of the electricity going away. You know, that would just have been the perfect finish to this day. Pitch up and away for a ball, 3-1. 3-1 the count. Tried to turn the lights on in the press box in the radio booth here in game one, but it got dark. They turned them on, and 15 minutes later they went out. Haven't tried since. Pitch and what that misses. So Max Muncy draws a walk. 2-1 and nobody out. And Lazaro Armenteros will be the batter. Well, it's a rather daunting task, if I can grab that cliche out of thin air, a rather daunting task when you realize you're going to have to send at least 14 men to the plate in this inning to keep this game going. But that's the scenario the Hounds are in, down 17-4. Lazaro, he's been here all day. He's 0-for-1. Three walks. It takes ball one here. You know, downstairs I just heard someone yell, "Come on, Blue," but there was really no passion behind it. No commitment. Pitch down and away, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. And right now in a situation where there is probably not a scenario on this planet where Amarillo doesn't win this baseball game, but Lester Sosa has to feel like that mound is getting to be a lonely place, and he almost hit Lazaro. It's 3-0. So he comes into a 17-4 game, and he's walked two batters and gone 3-0 on his third. Lots of ways that pitcher's mound can be a lonely spot. Cameron Nasterman waiting on deck. Pitch, that'll get there, called strike 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Set by the right-hander, Sosa's pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, Lazaro went after it, three balls and two strikes. Of course, any time you're down by a good amount of runs, basically need hits, not home runs. Just swinging a foul ball, kind of lunged at that and protects the outside corner, 3-2. And Lazaro had home run in mind with that previous swing. And by the way, when the Rockhounds came to the plate, and I'm not making this up, the wind backed off a little bit, significantly so. The flags are just gently unfurling now. They were fully unfurled when the sod poodles were at the plate. Lazaro, big swing and a miss, comes up empty. One man down in the ninth inning. Two men on and one away. Sosa comes back to his credit, and he gets a strikeout. Now here's Cameron Masterman. 0-for-3 with a walk. And activity in the Amarillo bullpen. That's, of course, just a pitch count thing. Called strike, and it's 0-1 to Cameron Masterman. delivery, and that's called strike off speed pitch.
$4,888,
the paid attendance here this afternoon at Hodgetown. This is still a very big deal here in the Panhandle. The honeymoon period is going to go on for a while here. This is basically kind of the biggest show in town. Swinging a foul ball, still 0-2. Don't know if they still play hockey here. Used to come here with the Jackalopes. The Amarillo Civic Center, not too far from here at all. Bouncing ball foul wide at third base. Count stays 0-2. Many a night. It was the Amarillo Rattlers and then the Amarillo something else. I think they changed their name at one point. Don't know if they still play hockey here. Should have asked about that. 0-2 count. Pitch, check swing, did he go? They appeal? No, did not. One ball, two strikes, drop. Now listen, people, it's 17-4. You're getting greedy. One ball, two strikes to Masterman. Cameron, right-handed hitter. Again, tough series. Seen that average drop now well under 300, where it was for a while. Swinging a high fly ball left field. That's going to get out of here. Well, the Rockhounds going to have a little something to yell about there. It's a three-run home run for Cameron Masterman, the sidewalk souvenir out of here to left field. And by the way, there was absolutely no wind when he hit that ball. I glanced at the flags. They are absolutely motionless. Amarillo was at the plate. They were blowing out. But Cameron with a three-run home run. That's his fourth home run with the Rockhounds. The two bases on balls come back to Hans Sosa. And so, boy, you've got... never been a big fan of the analogy, but... it is a football score. It is 17-7. Daniel Susak takes, and that's ball one. One ball, no strikes. Activity continues now in the Amarillo bullpen. Base is empty. One man down. It's to Daniel. Swings and bounces one. That's a foul ball off the plate. One ball, one strike. Susak 2-for-4. Pair of singles, a run scored, and an RBI. A terrific prospect. Going to finish this season with the Rockhounds. I would guess there would be at least a 50-50 chance he would open 24 with the Rockhounds. As is the case, I think, for a lot of this roster, obviously. Bouncer foul 1-2, and so many of these guys getting their first double-A opportunities after this season began. I would think there will be some familiar faces come April of 2024. One ball, two strikes to Daniel Susak. Pitch swung on and sends that one foul wide of the bag at first. Still 1-2. Shane McGuire will be next here in the ninth inning. In this ball game right now, passing its three-hour mark. But isn't that that's remarkable. Pitch up and away for a ball. Count is 2-2. I mean, there have been 24 runs scored in this game. The old days, this is a four-hour game, not three. Stretch and a pitch, Shanny. Woo, sends that one foul to the screen. Man, that was a rising line drive. If that had risen a little bit further, the Carey brothers, or I think it would have been Carey's who would have been in harm's way right there. Two balls, two strikes to Daniel Susak. Top of the ninth inning, 17-7. And ball got loose out of the bullpen again and comes flying down toward home plate. Having the bullpens in play, of course, is a really old-school thing. San Antonio does it, but that ballpark was built in 1994. Don't know if it's a good thing or not. Pitch down and away, 3-2. Full count now, 3-2 to the Hounds catcher. Daniel 2-for-4 in this one. Had a 3 RBI game in his debut on Thursday night. Swinging a fly ball, right center field, over is Vukovic, but I think it'll be Castillo, and it will be. So Castillo hauls it in, two men down in the ninth inning. And the batter is Shane McGuire, 1-for-3 with a walk and a double. I'm going to get a visit to the mound, so I'm guessing Sosa maybe. Yep. I mean, come on. Going to go to the bullpen, score 17-7 with two outs in the top of the ninth inning. But Sosa, I'm guessing, has reached probably the pitch limit. He went 3-2 to Susak with a couple of two-strike foul balls. He went 3-2, you know, three different times in the inning. So, obviously, it's not the situation or not innings pitch, but rather, in this case, just the pitch count. So, bases empty, two down in the ninth inning. And the Sod Poodles will go to the bullpen here. And they will get a left-hander out of the bullpen. I think Dylan Larson will be the pitcher. And again, this has been a day in which they knew they would pitch by committee out of the bullpen the entire game. And it will be the seventh Amarillo pitcher in this contest. So Sosa gives up just one hit, but it's a three-run home run to Cameron Masterman. He walked two batters and struck out one. I would think Will Mabry is still the pitcher of record. Starter again, it's all bullpen work this afternoon. Rafi Vizcaino went two. Will Mabry went two, so he would, I think, be the pitcher of record. Now ready to go, and here is Shane McGuire, Caden Trinkle on deck. And the pitch called strike, 0-1. Yeah, they're whooping it up at Hodgetown and Amarillo. Sod Poodles are closing in on second half championship. Fly ball, left center field. Anybody going to get there? And I think that answer is, oh, yes, over the shoulder. Well, that's appropriate. Tim Tawa, terrific running catch. In the alley in left center field. Really good catch by Tim Tawa. And that wraps this ball game up. Rockhounds get three runs on a base hit. No errors, nobody left. Boy, Tawa with it. That's just a gorgeous catch. Absolutely on the run, over the shoulder, on the track to haul it in. So it's three runs on one hit. No errors, nobody left on base. And this one in the books, and boy, it does finish as a football kind of score. Sod Poodles pushing the Rockhounds maybe out of the second half pennant race. It looks that way. And they do it emphatically. 17-7 is the final. Sod Poodles on top. Quick look at the totals when we come back, and Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes in a moment.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 7 runs on 9 hits and 1 error, 7-9-1. Normally that'll put you right in the middle of it, if nothing else. Not today. Amarillo, 17 runs on 19 base hits, no errors, 17-19-0. As we kind of assumed it would be, Will Mabry will be the winner. He is 4-0 with a 3.5 ERA. Ryan Cusick will take the loss in this game, 4-7, and that ERA bumped up by about a half a point, up to 5.41 in this game. And there were plenty of home runs hit today. This was a Hodgetown kind of ball game. Camden Dusenak solo in the third inning, his ninth. Nathy Castillo, a 3-run home run in the third, his 17th. And Davison De Los Santos hit his 18th of the year, a 2-run home run. That coming in the sixth inning, A.J. Brukovich, his 22nd home run of the season, his 18th in this ballpark, by the way. And that was a 3-run home run in the seventh inning. Cameron Nesterman, a three-run home run for the Rockhounds in the ninth inning, his fourth home run since joining the Rockhounds. So maybe the winning and losing pitchers, and let's see, don't have the paper version yet. Let me see if I can grab time. The game should have been somewhere around the maybe 3:10 mark, something like that. I guess they say 3:02. Wow, 3:02. That's wrong, but that's what they're going to put in the books. It was certainly a little bit longer than that. But hey, that's small potatoes. 4,888 on hand in this ball game. So for the Sog Poodles now, they are 10 games over 500 for the season. They have had a terrific second half. They're 34-23, including 22-11 at home. The Rockhounds, by the way, have the same home winning percentage as the Sog Poodles, but on the road now, 12-18 in the second half. Hounds fall to 30-27 in the half, and again, they are now four games behind the Sog Poodles in the Texas League South, and only 12 games remain. So it is certainly not a mathematical certainty yet, but in baseball logic, this one certainly gives Amarillo a very, very solid lead over the Rockhounds. Insurmountable? Possibly not. But this was a big, big ball game here today as the Sog Poodles win the series by a final of 4-2. Take a very quick timeout. We'll come back, take a quick look at what's up on Tuesday when the Rockhounds return home. Do that right after this.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, but there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Hounds and San Antonio Tuesday evening at 6:30. 2-for-1 tickets for the coupon from our friends at Baskin Robbins, and that is going to start the final home stand of the season. Final go rounds on half price hot dogs Wednesday and Thursday. We got a cap night coming up on Friday, and the final fireworks show of the season next Saturday night. So all of that still on the way, and that means a great week at Rocky Town as the Hounds close out the home season for sure before finishing the season in Wichita against the Wind Surge. Well, on this sunny Sunday afternoon in Amarillo, we knew coming in that if Amarillo won the series, the Rockhounds' second half hopes would be largely dashed, and indeed the Sog Poodles come back and they will win the last three games of this series after the Rockhounds won games 2 and 3. But the last three go to the Sog Poodles, and boy, a couple of close ball games, a couple of blowouts along the way, one blowout shutout, in fact, for each team. And when all is said and done, it is Amarillo with a 4-2 win in the series and a 4-game lead over the Hounds now with a dozen to go. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Hodgetown. Thanks, by the way, to the Carey brothers for their terrific hospitality. This place drives me out of my mind, but they are really, they are absolutely terrific. So thanks to Chris and Stefan for their great hospitality as always. So for all of us with the Hounds, final score, Amarillo 17 and the Rockhounds 7. And until Tuesday evening, Bob Hards saying so long, Red, so long, Leo, so long, Mr. Scully, and so long, my friends, from Amarillo.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.